Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 29th day of October, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Governor Jesse Ventura, who hadn't done an interview in about a month, is going to be joining us to talk about a cornucopia of important news and information, from the election to the premiere of his third season TV show coming up in a week and a half, the day after the election, actually, to his lawsuit and so much more. You know, against that Navy SEAL that said he punched him out. Boy, I've been told some details of the depositions, but I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. It'll certainly be news-making, though. Jesse Ventura joining us in the second hour today. And then a little bit in the third hour, we're going to look at saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induced greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats, a similar total caloric intake levels. And there's a whole bunch of studies. This is a new one published in the National Institutes of Health. That's a loving government website. They know that. They know it burns out your pancreas. They've known what aspartame did when they tried to get it approved three times in the 70s. But it killed a lot of the monkeys they gave it to, brain tumors, you name it. So they couldn't get it approved until Donald Rumsfeld got it approved in 1981 as the head of Monsanto. Because he was deep in the L. Reagan administration. Coke is it? So I think we're going to be going over that a bit. Now, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do my customary thing of getting into the top stories 30 minutes into the show. I've got to get into this when we come back. And as you know, Thursday and Friday, I hope this was only hype. Sunday, yesterday on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 Central, I hoped it was only hype. But they've now canceled voting in Maryland and other areas on the East Coast. That's how the Washington Post here. And Obama, as was easy to predict, is canceling the campaign to defend America from the storm so he can look presidential. And Romney is trying to act like he's the president as well. So it's all about acting like you are presidential to everyone. And it's on. And I had Scott Stevens, the meteorologist, on yesterday. He said this storm looks absolutely manipulated. They know. They've known since 1967 they can create, kill, weaken, strengthen, steer hurricanes. And this one is acting very, very strange. It's the storm of a century. And, I mean, I've got some of the headlines here that are off the charts. We'll cover when we come back at the start of the next big, long segment so I can get into this. Also, we're going to get into the latest on the election front itself. Now getting very, very close. What are we, like 7.5 days out? But I don't know how they're going to not postpone the election now when you're going to have 50 million people flooded and millions of them without power. I mean, we're talking about nuclear reactors having to go on backup generators here. So, and I've got that in my stack, so we're going to be breaking that down. Also, the Weekly Standard, following our reports, and DrudgeReport.com, following our reports, Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active. Yeah, that's an article, actually, Watson was going to do last week, but he was going to get back, so I guess they scooped us. We've noticed those accounts are all up there still standing. They're going to kill Romney, going to shove guns in his mouth, going to blow his head off. You know, anybody else does that, folks, the Secret Service shows up in hours, if not days, okay? I mean, you mildly talk bad about the president, they show up. I mean, I know people that have been fired for saying, oh, they wish Obama would disappear from their jobs here in Austin. Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active. And Secret Service, though, ask Americans to report tweets that concern you. Well, we are reporting some. Literally hundreds of tweets. There's more than that. We can't follow them all. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. It's breaking right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you know, flash mobs have been organized. Riots by skateboarders, you name it. Watson breaks it down. They're saying the looting will begin like Katrina. So there's your civil emergency right there.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth. You've got it. We see the earth now. You've got it.
We see the earth from here, and we see Hurricane Sandy barreling up and the edges of it beginning to hit the East Coast. And they're talking about postponing the election now more and more earnestly. Yes, it's actually happening, and we have breaking news. There are something called flash mobs that in the last 5 years, as you know, have been used in Europe, England, Australia, the United States, young groups of kids, skateboarder punk types. I'm not saying skateboarders in general are bad, just skateboarder punk types, organizing riots and lootings of movie theaters and things and shopping malls, gangbanger types doing it, welfare hordes, things like that. The organized, hey, let's all go loot. Instead, you don't have to wait, you know, till a verdict or something the criminals don't like as an excuse to start knocking shop windows out to steal. So it's kind of like an organized criminal action. You just organize on Twitter and Facebook, and then you don't get in trouble for it. And the Secret Service is in the news today saying, well, they're going to do something about it. But as the Weekly Standard points out, a week and a half into our report that went viral, thanks to the listeners of this show and DrudgeReport.com, pointing out thousands of Twitter users saying they're going to murder Romney, kill Romney, riot if Obama loses. Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active, the Weekly Standard reports, and are issuing more threats to kill the president or the person running for president. So that's what's going on here. And you can't threaten a presidential candidate like that. And it just shows selective enforcement here because they don't want this to become a news issue with people being arrested. Absolutely amazing that this is going on. Now, I have another article here in my stack. Americans riot over baseball. How will an election or a hurricane? Again, how about an election or a hurricane? And that dovetails with Paul Watson's article that just went up at prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and infowars.com. Why do we have the three main big sites? It's because we have hackers routinely try to bring down the sites and problems. So having different systems means it's a form of redundancy. It's like three aircraft carriers instead of one. And the big mothership, the big capital ship, the flagship's InfoWars, and there's Prison Planet, infowars.net, and some other sites that are backups. Prisonplanet.tv is the media video streaming site. We got word on Facebook today. We've got more than 20 Facebooks because they were all fans set up. We just never got into Facebook. Then fans just gave it to us. We've got one with like 300,000 likes. All total, we've got over a million likes with our Facebook channels. And they're always shutting them down for no reason, but they're going after the big one. They gave us notice today that we're not allowed, we're going to have an article later, to put out a graphic that says Al Qaeda and show a picture of bin Laden. And they said that is unacceptable and hate speech. We're going to have an article on it. And that one more time, our site shut down. People say, oh, well, that's just Facebook. You know, it's a private company. You don't have to be on there. Folks, they advertise as a public commons. You go put your photos, your articles, your data. You bring the worth to YouTube, to Facebook. They advertise it, and it's false advertising. When we don't have any porn, any calls to violence, nothing. And they're telling us they're going to shut our site down. We got notice today. They said, you get your account in order, one more thing, you're gone. This violates community guidelines and hatefulness. We've got their notice. We're going to put it. It's very hateful. Very hateful to point out bin Laden was CIA Tim Osman code name. Very hateful to point out they're using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria against those countries. I mean, now if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. Well, you know what? Then I'm un-American. I don't support Al-Qaeda. People are like, is this a joke? Al-Qaeda's horrible. No, the government runs Al-Qaeda. I'm sick of it. They use it to take our liberties, and I'm tired of it. They'd hired the group for security in Benghazi that killed the ambassador. That group, it's now confirmed what we knew when it happened, but it's now confirmed. Of course, they couldn't call in backup to fight their own security detail. That was the group they'd hired. And a subgroup of that group, the out-of-control jihadis out of Saudi Arabia that have taken over Benghazi, was the first area they took over in Libya before they launched the overall overthrow of Libya itself and the ethnic cleansing of blacks and the rest of it. I've got all this world news. It just drives me crazy to know. That's why we've got to have twitter.com/realalexjones. Got to follow us there. That's why we've got to beef that up. We've got to get more Facebooks. We've got to get more YouTube channels, all those HD channels. Go to the Alex Jones channel with 243 million views on it. We've got a bunch of other HD channels now that people need to subscribe to so that if they knock out our big channel, we've got those others. And sure, there's a bunch of other fan channels with over 400 and something million last time I checked views, but those aren't channels we run. We've started a bunch of others because it's like whack-a-mole. They're trying to knock us down, and we're just popping more moles up on them. And again, I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the show, but don't just think it's always going to be here. Don't just think that the system doesn't want this shut down. We don't make a big deal out of the constant persecution that goes on behind the scenes trying to get our eyes off the prize, and it isn't working. Whenever I get attacked, we just grow another tentacle. I'm like a starfish. We're like a hydra here. You cut one head off, two sprout. That's always been our rule, you know, is that when we get attacked, we only get stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Don't agree a lot with what Friedrich Nietzsche said, but that's certainly true. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But we've got to resist this. We've got to become resilient. We've got to say no. Now, I'm going to get into the hurricane that could suspend the election, postpone the election. It's all unfolding. It's totally insane. And then we're going to get into what's happening with the election itself. But here's the article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that they do not want you to see. Every day now, we're able to put news out first, and it becomes the big news story of the day. And so we're able more and more to set the agenda. And the system does not like that. They don't like the fact that Drudge Report can set the agenda, even more than we can. It just so happens on many things we overlap that we want freedom. But the point is, there's not many outlets that can do this. And it's an incredible responsibility, folks, that I have and that you have to make sure while we're able to still open fire on the globalist and the info war, while we're still in this fight, we got to slam shells into the breach, slam the door shut on the howitzer, target the enemy, and pull the cord. Boom, pull the trigger. We have got to put ammo downrange on the enemy, not in fight, not get distracted. We've got to discredit the New World Order banking cartel that's hijacked our country through stage crises and false flag and infiltration. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. New York National Guard to protect against looting. Scores of Twitter users have flooded the social networking site, announcing their plans to go on a looting spree once Hurricane Katrina makes landfall, as the New York National Guard announced it would put troops on duty in Long Island to prevent such activity. 1,175 New York National Guard troops have been mobilized to provide command and control and logistical support in New York City. Hope they don't stand down like the LAPD did in 91. Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and Southern Tier, according to NBC New York. The troops will also be on hand to protect against looting. Folks, now when you see these flash mobs calling for a flash mob to rob at the shopping mall, or calling for attacks at the fair or the state fair, or calling for racial attacks now, or calling for looting, whether it's white skateboarders or black disenfranchised youth, this stuff is becoming a weekly phenomenon. And you've got a blue norther, a big western wet storm, and a hurricane coming together, and they're saying it's going to be bad. I hope it isn't, but they're already stopping early voting. They're already starting to get flooding. They're already locking things down. They're already shutting down the stock market. You already know about all that. I'll get to it in a moment. And you start getting people saying, hey, we're going to loot and go out and rob. And let me tell you, Watson, there's so many of these, he can't even track all these tweets and things and YouTube videos and Facebooks. And let me tell you, these are established accounts. As the Weekly Standard's reporting, people threatening to kill Romney and loot, none of them are getting in trouble that we know of. The Secret Service said they were visiting people. Well, you know what? We went to these accounts. They're up there threatening anew, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, something's going on here. This has got Justice Department protection, just like Fast and Furious. And it will cause division in this country. That could be the false flag, like Doug Hagman said 2 months ago on this show. And he's the guy that told us about the prepper but not being able to fly 5 days, 6 days before it was in the news. I just wish his intel was turning out wrong. It's not. And he said, no, the Justice Department's planning race riot type stuff. And he said, and he has that directly from next to the inner circle of Big Sis and her gals. You know, the crazed ones up there, up top, running around doing all the crazy stuff I won't even mention on air on the family show. You know, they've been resigning. They're not countersuing people suing them. That tells me it's all true. Just imagine up there with those crazed women just attacking those men savagely. But they're not even women. The point is that all of this is going on. It's like Rome. And this is the plan. And more it's coming into view. Because we're a week and a half into people saying they're going to kill Romney and nothing's been done. And again, folks, I've made mild comments before about, you know, Obama is a traitor and a piece of garbage. I mean, that's true. Saying the UN's over our military. And I've had Secret Service show up here repeatedly, over and over again, in my face, with guns on their sides, FBI, you name it, ATF, they've all been here for nothing, to try to intimidate me. These people get to sit here and do all this. I'm sick of it. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go over this when we come back, but if this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. This is the gangster culture in America now. I'm going to go looting once this hurricane hits. I mean, and I run into everybody of all races, colors, creeds. And they're all the young people are into like, yeah, I like that car. It's all murdered out. Yeah, I'll get this, that. And these, it's all talk. But the point is, people will go out and do this sometimes. I'm going to go looting once this hurricane hits Utica. And just goes on and on and on and on and on. The looting. How they're planning to rob the stores. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into what this hurricane means. The perfect storm. Frankenstorm. Straight ahead. Jesse Ventura, who hadn't done an interview in about a month, is going to be joining us with a lot of breaking news coming up. Well, there's signs going up all over New England and the East Coast saying looters will be shot. We've got all that news up at Infowars.com. And I hope all this Twitter chatter is just that, but people use Twitter all over the world. In Europe, I've seen it in Australia, you name it, here in the U.S., all races, groups, you name it. All cultures have been using it in organized crime. And here it is. I mean, criminals have always known during disasters, during earthquakes, during hurricanes, that's when they can get out and have some fun. And gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. New York National Guard to protect against looting. Again, thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. Important to note that we have a lot of new affiliates joining us every week now. And it goes on here, examples of tweets from individuals planning to go on looting sprees, including the following. About to do some looting when this hurricane finally hits. Going to get a new laptop and TV. This hurricane might be the best thing to happen. Source, link. We have links to it. On official people's Twitters, with their, up there with their families, everything. If this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. I'm going to go looting once the hurricane hits Utica. Has Hurricane Sandy made landfall yet? My bleep beep is ready to go looting. Hell yeah, I'm going to go looting after the storm hits. You know, I can show U.S. troops looting in Baghdad, sitting on gold thrones, sitting on piles of money. I mean, they looted some of the oldest museums in the world. That all happened on record. Colonels and people just walking around while it happens. I mean, this is disgusting. That's by the way, like Katrina, you got to worry about the police looting in some areas. Remember that? In the Walmarts, the rest of it? Who wants to go looting with me when Sandy hits? I need some new bleep. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Many of the tweets are written in such a way as to suggest that looting under such circumstances is justifiable. None of the tweets express any concern at law enforcement or National Guard response. They'll probably be joining in with them, at least the police in some areas. Looters habitually hijack, actually police in most areas don't engage in that. Looting habitually hijacks hurricanes and other extreme weather events to carry out their criminal acts. During Hurricane Katrina, the practice became so commonplace that police officers were ordered not to stop citizens from ransacking stores. So then the cops joined in. Why not? Police were also caught on camera looting Walmart store, and jewelry stores, but got away with it, claiming they had received permission from superiors to take necessities for themselves, like Xboxes. Looters also pillaged abandoned houses during Hurricane Irene, despite the threat by New York Mayor Bloomberg that they would be put in internment camps. Now, the police only arrest you for protesting in New York peacefully and crack women over the head. I've witnessed, they don't arrest looters. Commentators are already expressing fears that widespread, a member in New York, they would never stop women being raped in the park by hundreds of men with helicopters filming it. I mean, just pathetic. The New York police are an example of what not to be. Commentators are already expressing fears that widespread looting is almost inevitable when the Frankenstorm hits later tonight. It's all anecdotal at this point, but the crime reports following Hurricane Katrina and Irene are any indication the East Coast is in for a crime wave post-Sandy, writes Business Insider Abby Rogers. As reported last week, supporters of Barack Obama are also flooding Twitter with threats to riot and stoke racial violence if Mitt Romney wins the election. And that's being encouraged, folks. That's being allowed to get us all fighting with each other so the bankers can rob us. We need to come together against tyranny. The threats prompted the Homeland Security Department, Secret Service, to announce they are monitoring the situation. The Secret Service also encountered Twitter users to self-police the social media website that report offensive tweets directly to the agency. You know, they're too busy trying to ban our Facebook for having an Al-Qaeda thing up there saying Bin Laden CIA. That's not allowed. But if I wanted to go on there and, you know, say I'm going to kill public servants, well, that would be just fine, I guess. Of course, I'd get arrested. And I'm not supposed to get angry at that. I'm just supposed to go, well, that's okay. Plus, the last thing I want is for anything to happen to Obama or Mitt Romney, two globalist stooges, two globalist puppets, two globalist frontmen. That would make them angels instead of the little globalists they are. But Twitter users who threatened Romney's life remain active. Weekly Standard breaks it down. More than a dozen Twitter accounts that were used as a medium to publicly threaten Republican candidate Mitt Romney's life. Well, actually planned how to kill him. I mean, when he comes to my town, I'm going to, you know, kill him, blah, 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 close quote. After the second presidential debate remained active, nearly 2 weeks later, the news comes after the Secret Service told this publication that it was aware of these threats on Romney's life. So there you go. Now, when we get back, we're going to look at the hurricane itself ahead of Jesse the Mind Ventura joining us on A Cornucopia. I've got like two pages of notes, questions I want to ask him, bam, bam, bam. We had a nice 30-minute talk the other day. He's wound up after not being on air for a month in self-chosen seclusion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we are now going to start getting into the latest on the hurricane El Diablo Frankenstorm as well here right now. And again, if you just joined us, I am Alex Jones, your host, and I'm a throwback. I like George Washington. I like Thomas Jefferson. I like the Second Amendment. I like private property. I like privacy. I like due process. I like justice. I kind of want, you know, due process and to have some protections instead of living like most other countries with horrible, corrupt tyrannies who can just arrest you and disappear you into a black torture dungeon so criminals can have their way with you. I tend to like the wealth that freedom produces. I tend to like people being promoted because they are dynamic and have energy and have something to offer to the species instead of a bunch of bullies getting together and forming gangs in government and organizing themselves against the population and attacking virtue. You see, evil always attacks virtue because it's threatened by it, because virtue gets in its way. And it's ugly to ugliness. Beauty is ugly to the ugly and reminds it of how ugly it is. And I don't mean physical ugliness. I mean ugliness of the heart. Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota, former governor, will be joining us coming up. We'll talk about the hurricane, the election, a lot more with him, his lawsuit, his TV show. It's going to be a good interview because usually when we have him on, I've known him about 7 years now. I've got to be pretty good friends with him. It's when he's doing a media junket, though. He does it like in, you know, sets, because he's kind of over being in the media, kind of over being a celebrity, and quite frankly doesn't really like doing it. He likes writing books about the New World Order and things because he can really lay it out. But when he's in the middle of a media junket, you know, he's probably done 50 interviews. He's burnt out. But the times I've gotten him when he's fresh or when he's come down to visit me in Austin, dynamic stuff. He's always good interview, but he's going to have a lot to say coming up. Okay, again, our top story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter, New York National Guard to protect against looting. And Paul Watson's also added the history of people organizing criminal activities. They use Twitter to organize. In fact, I forgot about that. I got to call Watson and have him add that. The burning and rioting all over England was organized on Twitter. I totally forgot that. I was talking about the skateboarder yuppie kids doing it a week and a half ago. And again, this is a phenomenon across the entire world. So I'm calling Watson right now. I just got him online. Hey, Watson, I'm on air. You there? Okay, listen. Obviously, you know, we've got the top Drudge link on the right-hand side. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. And I've got the IT crew in there, literally like Scotty in the engine room, trying to keep the InfoWars up right now, because Drudge is getting particular high levels of traffic right now, I think, because of the hurricane and the election. It looks like we got about 50,000 people a minute coming into the site. So we're going to try to keep that up. If the site goes down, then obviously we've got PrisonPlanet.com as a backup and PrisonPlanet.tv. But Watson, I forgot. I want you to add this. I know you added some of the other rioting about how they used Twitter to coordinate the burning and rioting for 2 weeks in England. Obviously, you were in the middle of that because you're in London right now, or outside London. Can you add that to your article, please? I think that's pertinent, don't you? Yeah, because you have a precedent for this. I'm really worried about this, Watson. This is really starting to look like it's all been engineered. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Good job. Thank you. No time to do that off air. We'll just do it on air, ladies and gentlemen. Total transparency here at the InfoWars Command Center. So there you have that. It's our top story linked in red at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But if the sites go down, I'm sure everybody else has already grabbed it and put it on their sites. But the site's up right now. Now continuing, I was back in the engine room during the break. boy, I tell you, it's crazy. Reality is unbelievably energizing, but also overwhelming and exhausting all at the same time, if you know what I mean. Reality is, there's no rest for those of us that try to live in it, as I once said. So gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. And that story going mega viral right now. Tweet it out to everybody. We've sent it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. By the way, mystery. Labor Department may delay jobs numbers until after the election. Kind of like they're trying to delay the fact that they got caught lying about what really happened in Benghazi until after the election. And let's go ahead and get into what's happening now with the old hurricane. U.S. stock markets closed due to hurricane. That's CNBC. U.S. stock index futures fell on Monday, with investors continuing to fret about the weak revenue picture developed for corporate America, and the U.S. cash equity markets will be closed due to huge hurricane expected to hit the U.S. East Coast sometime this morning, into Tuesday morning. And the real problem, we'll find out by Wednesday, will it completely flood everything? National Weather Service, Sandy, a very dangerous storm. Hurricane Sandy is a huge storm with a diameter, something I can't read, of 700 miles wide, and a tropical storm wind field over 400 miles wide, meaning that it will impact a very large number of people for an extended period of time and drop 5 to 10 inches of rain over hundreds and hundreds of square miles. So there's that report, CBS News. Obama campaign fears impact of Hurricane Sandy. Yeah, I bet the Obama campaign does, because now Obama gets to fly around and act presidential. And I told you Friday and Sunday, he would say, I can't campaign. I've got to go fly around in a helicopter in the face of the storm. I mean, I'm like a reporter out there blowing around in the wind. And Romney's trying to act presidential, too. I mean, this is all part of this grandstanding. A top aide to Barack Obama voiced fears last night that Hurricane Sandy could hurt the president's re-election chances by reducing turnout as the impending storm forced both candidates to cancel campaign stops. Republican challenger Mitt Romney received good news in two key swing states. Folks, this is going to, if they postpone the election, it's going to hurt Romney because, and then, or it could be contested. Oh my gosh. Republican challenger Mitt Romney received good news in two key swing states, winning the endorsement of Iowa's main newspaper in Des Moines Register. Yeah, and he's pulling ahead in most polls in Colorado and in Ohio. And it's kind of interesting just to know what flavor of new poison we may get if Romney actually gets in there. It's just kind of interesting. Oh, a new globalist puppet, a new management team. And trying Obama in a newly released poll in all-important Ohio. So there it goes. The latest Frankenstorm video of 1938 Nor'easter that ravaged New England. That's in thisweek.com. We'll show some of that later if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Federal offices closed because of Sandy all over the East Coast. The Office of Personnel Management says federal offices will be closed to the public Monday. So that continues there. It doesn't even really say exactly how many areas of the East Coast. Sandy, a nightmare for flyers as airlines ground 9,000 flights. You know, we didn't do this on purpose. Dan Bedondi left, what, last Thursday, one of our great reporters who left behind his wife and one-year-old son in Rhode Island, radio talk show host up there, got a lot of heart, done a lot of great reporting. And so we've hired him, and he's down here, and hopefully in the new year he's going to move his family down here. But he went back for a week to visit his family and his one-year-old son that really wants to see daddy. And he's there in Rhode Island. I mean, you talk about in the middle of the hurricane when it hits. That is smack dab, you know, out in the ocean. That's why it's an island. I'm pretty smart, aren't I, folks? Anyways, the point is, I'm like, it's an island. It's called Rhode Island. I always point out the obvious. That's how my little brain works. But he's going to be able to report for us. Maybe we'll get him on the nightly news tonight. I think we should get Dan on, how people are responding, the preparations, the boarding up of things, then get him on the show tomorrow for like 30 minutes in case, a little bit early, in case the power goes out. I mean, who knows what's going to... Yeah, but I think he has a computer at Skype, too. He's pretty tech savvy, so we'll get him on via video Skype. And who knows? He might not be able to come back for a few weeks if the power goes out. The number of flight cancellations resulting from Hurricane Sandy is now pushing 9,000, according to FlightAware, Flight Tracking Service. And the number, 8,962, as of 9 a.m. this morning, appears certain to grow over the next 24 hours as Sandy moves offshore. I know what you're talking about, power being off. The phone lines are usually still up. That was that the point you were making, CJ? Was that, okay, again, went over my head as well. Continuing, most stuff goes over my head like a minute later, and then I get it. Panic buying grips the East Coast. Mad rush for supplies ahead of megastorm. We're always saying have water filters like the beautiful ProPure Travel that I use right here. It's on my right here on my desk. I mean, I'm always saying be prepared, have storable food, have firearms, have flashlights. If you can, if you live in a big city, try to move out on the edge of the countryside and commute in so that you got neighbors that are more self-sufficient. Everybody's got guns. And the media calls that fear-mongering to strategically relocate. You know, strategic relocation, we have the new film out, by the way, a plug for that. The new Alex Jones film with Joel Skousen. It's 3 hours of content, a two-hour film, about an hour of extras. But the point is that this film isn't about just if there was ever a nuclear war. It's every micro-region, as the book with color maps breaks down, the safest areas in every region, according to country, with economic breakdowns, social breakdowns. Joel Skousen is no slouch. He has really broken it down. He knew everything about the hill country where I lived. He knew all the demographics. He built a whole bunch of bunkers for, you know, Richie Riches out there. He really knows what he's doing. And we carry his book discounted with the film Strategic Relocation that the film breaks down. A lot of angles that aren't in the book, and it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, The Secure Home by Joel M. Skousen, that's like the bestseller, and that's what the major architects all use. He's been publishing this for decades, the third edition. architectural design, construction, and remodeling of self-sufficient residencies and high-security retreats. See, he's got stuff for people that have no money, basic stuff of how to protect yourself more, right up a continuum to, like, do you want to be underground, bulletproof, hidden, and being able to stay underground for a year if you have to? People say, oh, I'd rather just die. Really? Folks, if there's a nuclear war, most of the radiation's gone in a month. If they airburst the weapons, if they hit the ground, boy, you're in big trouble. And I don't want to go into the whole reason for that. The point is, you can look it up yourself, that the globalists are building giant bunkers everywhere for multi-year stays underground like they never had before. And we break down in the film geopolitically why he thinks that. So it's an economic fusion with a historical fusion, with a global breakdown of every continent, most of the major nations, the best places to move if you're going to leave the United States. And he's lived in these countries. This guy's lived all over the world. He was a Marine Corps fighter pilot in the Vietnam War. I mean, he's had a long life, Joel Skousen. Very interesting person. And I've done a lot of strategic relocation research outside of his book. And when I read this thing a couple of years, I'm like, man, how does he know that? Because he's built, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of retreats all over the United States, in every state. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. The point is, it's all in the film Strategic Relocation. It means if you do live in a big city, what are the emergency escape routes that most people don't know about? He's got all that. This is something that everyone should have in their glove compartment. It's like a roadmap atlas, too. You understand that, with back roads and everything else? You should have the book, you should have the film, and it supports our broadcast as well. Strategic Relocation, the film, available. I mean, it's a great trailer that Rob Jacobson put together. It's excellent. I'm going to make a bigger, longer one, maybe a 10-minute presentation, to really break down what's in the film so people understand it is wide spectrum. So, The Secure Home, 3rd edition, Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, Strategic Relocation, the film. All available, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the ProPure water filters. And I don't have a bunch of these ProPure water filters because I think a hurricane's going to hit me, even though they can where I live. I've got it because I don't want to drink poison tap water. I've got it because the system doesn't want me to drink filtered water, and it's the best gravity-fed filter out there, discounted, 10% off the already lowest price you're going to find on the web when you add promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. All right, there is the plug for preparedness. Now more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, could this be the crisis that the establishment uses to suspend the election? I don't know how they couldn't, if the hurricane is as bad as they say. I hope that isn't the case. I hope it gets blown out to sea. Right now, as you've been doing, I've been doing, I've been following the weather reports. Let's go to some of the hurricane tracks. The best place I've found to follow it is DrudgeReport.com, because other media outlets only show their news because, you know, they're in competition with each other. Drudge is full spectrum. So it's mainstream, alternative, government documents, foreign news. He's got it all there. Sandy Track, latest cone, model, satellite, radar, Weather Channel, AccuWeather, Wonderground, IntelliCast. It's all up there. Let's look at the storm track right now, the latest from the National Weather Service, NOAA. It's got it coming in right above Virginia, right into Maryland, right into Pennsylvania, and right over New York, barreling up into Toronto, and then turning and running over Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, up into the, what is that, the Labrador? Is that Labrador up there? I'm just going from memory. Nova Scotia. Labrador on the other side. I can't remember. You know geography, then you forget it. Whatever. The point is, going up into Canada and out into the Atlantic Ocean. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the satellite track. It is not blowing out to sea like my father and I had hoped. It is slamming with all its heat and all its moisture, and it's 80 to 100 mile an hour winds right into the most populous area of the United States, with a blue norther coming down into it and that big western storm blowing in. The good news is the storm came in quick. I'm not a meteorologist, this is what they're saying, came in quick, so quick that it kind of pushed the other storm back. But it is certainly wild. Hey, let's go to his site. Let's look up Doppler. We also have everything Drudge has got copied over at InfoWars, those links and things, but it's down in the U.S. News section. Where is it? I think go ahead and find the, yeah, here's satellite. Let's look at satellite to get an idea of the rain. Pull up Doppler radar East Coast. Let's see how much rain they're getting, guys. Pull up Doppler radar East Coast. And I know it's on here. I found it earlier. But looking for it right now. And again, over at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. Let me tell you, I always look forward to coming in and doing the show because it's always interesting and also, you know, dynamic and free flow. But I'm really hyped about coming in this week and next week for the election. And Lord willing, if there's not civil emergency or whatever, we'll be here covering the election on InfoWars Nightly News every night from 5 to into the wee hours, election night and the day after the election. And we will have free video feeds, not just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, for everybody, election day and the day after. And I'll be up here. We're going to have a raft of special guests and others that we're going to be lining up to give their take on it as it unfolds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But if you want to support us, what we're doing, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. Okay, I haven't even gone through the whole hurricane situation, we're going to be going over all the rest of the news straight ahead on the other side.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you.
All right, Jesse Ventura is coming up at the start of the next segment. And we'll cover the election, all the news on that, the economy, world government out in the open. Man, I tell you, we got like 5 calls here at the office when I was talking about the hurricane and called it Hurricane Katrina. I'd called it Sandy about 10 times, but I talked about Hurricane Katrina as well because you saw looting there and similar things. And I guess we just kind of get the name Katrina is almost synonymous with hurricane now. But I got to watch what I say, man, because I mess up one thing and people are on it. Kind of like when I was talking about GM and Jeep. I know Jeep's not GM. My point is everything's moving offshore. Now Mitt Romney is criticizing it, saying it shouldn't leave. And it was going to go to China. Now they're saying it'll go to Italy. Nothing against the Italians, but I mean, you know, it's fun to buy your cars that are from Italy. Can't we make something here? Can't we do that? It's like everything's got to be shut down in this country by design. I mean, we pay bailouts to ship these jobs overseas. I mean, What's Chrysler doing with Jeep? National Weather Service says, again, Sandy, a very dangerous storm. And continuing here, panic buying grips the East Coast, mad rush for supplies ahead of megastorm. And we've talked to people that are on the East Coast. They say a lot of the stores are empty. That's the answer. I know Badandi's spending time with his son, but let's send Dan over with his video camera to his YouTube channel, and we'll play it here. His HD channel, we set him up. For the site, and let's get him to go show what's happening in the stores and do a report. I know he's listening right now, so our reporter Dan Badandi's back visiting family in Rhode Island, so he'll be able to cover this for us. And if you put up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the National Weather Service Doppler radar, it shows massive, massive precipitation. They're talking about days in places like Pennsylvania of hurricane-strength winds that they're expecting when that thing makes landfall coming up sometime in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, I guess in the next 12 to 14 hours or so. Can you imagine? Again, I'm hoping it's still hype, but it doesn't look like it is. You got people promising to loot. Flooding. Rescues underway as Sandy threatens catastrophe of a lifetime. CNN. That's their headline. Flooding rescues again underway as Sandy threatens catastrophe of a lifetime. CNN. Hurricane Sandy may score a direct hit on spent fuel ponds at nuclear plant. This is up at InfoWars.com. Washington blog breaks it all down. We noted Friday that more than a dozen nuclear plants are near the Hurricane Sandy path. Nuclear expert Arnie Gunderson says there are actually 26 nuclear plants in the path of the hurricane and that the spent fuel rods are in plants that don't have backup pumps. Just something to know. You'll hear in the next 2 days, we've safely shut down the plant. What Fukushima taught us, that doesn't stop the decay heat. You need the diesel to keep the reactors cool. 26 plants in the East Coast are in an area where Sandy is likely to hit. Fuel ponds not cooled by diesel No one wanted to buy them. That's the thing. They're letting these plants rot, folks, and storing things improperly. And it's not that I'm even against nuclear, except these companies are just horrible. 90%+, the number's what, 92% of the 400+ reactors worldwide are leaking? Because the radiation eats stuff, and the average reactor is over 30 years old. In recent refuel, hot fuel will throw off more and more moisture from pool. Reactor buildings not meant to handle high humidity. It just goes on and on with the path of it. Man, going right over Pittsburgh, right over Baltimore, right over Philadelphia, right over Buffalo, Syracuse. Hurricane Sandy forces mass transit closure, evacuations in New York, other areas. It's Fox News. We're going to come back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to go over a massive amount of news. Call your friends and family. Tell them tune in right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he hadn't done an interview in like a month since he finished his book tour by choice in seclusion with the family up in Minnesota before he goes south to Mexico. The weather out the winter. And I just called him up at home and said, hey, God, people want to hear from you. And he said, all right, Alex, for you, I'll come on. His TV show premiere is coming up November 7th. We're in the middle of the election. He told me some amazing news about his lawsuit, but he didn't want to talk about much of it on air. I just want to say that he's awesome, and I just can't wait for the truth to come out. Amazing. I'm just going to shut up, let him say what he wants. Just you tell me exciting news. It's hard not to talk about it. But I've always been faithful, never to tell stuff governors told me. That's why he tells me more and more. He knows that. I'm good. All the media folks out there, I know how to keep my mouth shut. But I will salivate a bit because it kind of tried to besmirch me, too, going, oh, that guy, you like Ventura, you know. Point is, we're going to talk about some of that. I've got a whole laundry list, the hurricane, how he plowed Piers Morgan a month ago when he was on. We're going to get into so much that is going on. Gov, what else do you think we should get into today?
I don't know, Alex. You know, like I said, I've been laying low for about 3 or 4 weeks right now and just relaxing and doing what I normally do at the end of a book tour, take a big breath of air and exhale it and wait for the next one, I guess.
Yeah, wait for the next wave, huh?
Well, you know, it's also, I don't know about all the people out there, but I'm so depressed watching these television ads on the elections. You know, they're just so, I don't know how to describe them. If you look at the ads literally, you'd think that both guys ought to be locked up and put in jail. No, I mean, because both sides portray the other side that they're nothing but criminals. And so if you view it that way, that the Democrats feel all Republican candidates are criminals and Republicans feel all Democrats are criminals, I just am befuddled and dumbfounded as to why the American public continues to vote for them.
Well, you're right. But I mean, it's really true that both sides are criminals because they're bought and paid for by the globalist.
Well, that's true, but I mean, they even portray it as such during the elections. I'm just talking about the campaign ads on TV. And you know what's interesting about them, Alex? If people ever travel, they will see the same ads in every state, only the names have been changed.
No, you're right. And it's so formulaic as well. Both men are trying to act presidential right now.
Well, not just even at the presidential level, at all levels. See, all of it comes out of the mainstream, the big parties. And then they just channel it out. So you may have like a local congressman running in your state. If you travel across the country, you'll see the identical same ads about that congressman, only they'll change to a different one.
No, I know. It's formulaic. It's incredible.
Yeah. And it's just sickening because our elections are not true today. They're not real. They're strictly controlled by the two parties. And I don't know what's happening in Texas, but up here in Minnesota, they put on the ballot. We get to vote on whether gays should be allowed to get married, and we get to vote on whether we need photo IDs to vote. Well, first let me address the fact that when I was governor, I tried to get unicameral to a vote, a one-house legislature, which is truly government. You know, it's something the people should choose, what they want their government to be. Do they want the bicameral two-house system, or do they want to do what Nebraska has done for the last 75 or 80 years? And at the state level, you truly only need one house. You don't need two. I couldn't even get that to a floor vote on the House floor to allow the people to be able to choose. But yet, they had no problem this year letting the people choose whether they want to allow gay marriage or whether they want to have picture IDs.
Because they see it all as a political diversion. Exactly. It's little football issues.
What it is, Alex, is first of all on the gay voting.
Stay there, Gov. We'll cover that when we get back. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead.
Got a business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, we've got the one, the only, Jesse Ventura. I just always love hearing his voice, and I always enjoy his different perspectives. We're going to cover the waterfront. We're going to get into the election. We're going to get into all these new wars in Syria and Libya. The fact that world government's being announced on the news. They say big mega banks have taken over Europe and the U.S. We're going to get into his TV show coming up, his book, Democrips and Republicans, No More Gangs in Government. We're going to get into his lawsuit. We're going to get into the new 9/11 film with Woody Harrelson and so many other folks, Martin Sheen, that they're going to be producing pretty much here in the next few months. There is so much to talk about with Jesse Ventura. Some stations just joined us. We do that first little five-minute segment. Governor, recapping, what is it like watching this election? Because never before have I seen both candidates really bought and paid for by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. You did last year a whole TV show, you know, episode on Wall Street owning both parties. Both Bain Capital gives more money to Obama than it does to Romney, and he used to run it. I mean, the rhetoric's different, but really, they're bought and paid for by the same groups. Where do you see this going in the even short term, as the NSA now admits they spy on us without warrants, as TSA run checkpoints on highways? I mean, the unthinkable is just unfolding. How low will we go, Governor?
Well, we'll go as low as the people allow them to go. It's truly that simple. As long as they get away with it, they're going to push the envelope. And as long as they continue to violate our Constitution, pay no attention to the Bill of Rights, as long as they continue to ignore that and we, the people, continue to allow them to ignore it, ultimately it's our fault, Alex. You know, we elect these people. Elections today are a complete sham because the two gangs pick their candidates and you're made to pick from the two gangs. And that's the essence of your election. We haven't heard a third voice in a debate now for over 20 years. So I guess we're all lumped into the two systems, the two corrals, the two staging areas, whatever you'd like to call them. And that's what we all are, I guess. Well, I'm not. Let me go officially on the record and say Jesse Ventura does not belong to these two particular gangs. Jesse Ventura never will belong to the two particular gangs. So Jesse Ventura doesn't vote for anyone from the two particular gangs. And if you do vote for Democrats and Republicans, then you're the problem. You're not the solution. You might talk a good story. You might sit out there and criticize and say you stand up for America. But if you walk in that voting booth and you vote for a Democrat or a Republican, then you're part of the problem. And until that changes, the problem will continue.
Well, if you go back to U.S. history, around 200 years ago, one of the parties did basically get kicked out and die, and a new one was created. I mean, that should have happened a long time ago. We should have dozens of parties in this country. But instead, the two-party system, really two heads on the same monster. Gerald Celente's last issue of Trends Forecaster had a great cover. We can find it for TV viewers. It's a, you know, it's a Trends Journal cover where it's a man in a suit with two heads, and it's Romney and Obama. I mean, it's really that simple.
Oh, totally. And it's that way all the way down the line. Don't just stop it at the president. It goes that way through our entire election system, down to your local leaders, your state leaders. They have to pay ambience to the party. The party comes first. The gang comes first, as I like to refer to them as. And it's the same as a street gang, which is what I wrote about in my book, Alex. They're identical. The hierarchy of the street gang, the gang comes first before the country. It's always the gang is number one. And that's what you have to do. You notice that any candidate that bucks from the party position doesn't last very long. You know, they're usually drummed out pretty quick and they disappear.
Well, I wanted to raise this as you go through the gang hierarchy. And, you know, you've been a member of the Mongols motorcycle gang, so you know a little bit about that.
Wait a minute, we're a club.
A club, yes, sir.
We have MC on the back of our
collars. Well, I don't know much about
motorcycle club. It's like a political party.
I understand you're being sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek there. Listen, I like Rand Paul on a lot of issues. I've known him for 14 years, back when he used to campaign for his dad. I've known Ron Paul 17, Rand Paul 14. And, you know, we've interviewed him when he's been here in Austin in person. I've you know, known him for a long time. Some of my listeners went up there and formed his core to get him into office. I privately, you know, got him to run for Senate, was one of the people influencing him. And Ron Paul still stuck to his guns completely, but to see Rand pretty much join with the main line of the party and even have some of his politicos and people saying, hey, we shouldn't cover Bilderberg now and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing to see how he just got absorbed into the Republican Party and to see all that real political capital he had as a real maverick, you know, supporting his dad over the years pretty much burn up.
Well, that's the difficulty of it. If you want to stay there, you have to align yourself with them or they will destroy you. Obviously, now I don't know any of the background of Rand or what went on, so I'm speaking clearly in just speculation here, but I'm sure he got, you know, told you either go along and get along or we'll see you gone. And obviously he made the choice that he likes being there, which, you know, power is something, it's a poison. You know, as you gain power and you gain that, it becomes a poison. It's like, I have to laugh how these two parties have ruined our country, and yet who's going to pay for it? We are. They're not going to accept responsibility for ruining Social Security. They're not going to accept responsibility for ruining Medicare. It's all our fault. And so, therefore, we will have those things cut, those programs that have been around for all these years and have helped people for whatever purpose when they were put into place. We are the ones that pay the price. You notice that the parties and the candidates don't pay any price whatsoever. They don't even accept responsibility. Ultimately, they blame it back on us.
Let me throw this at you. Again, Governor Jesse Ventura joins us from his home in Minnesota. We're going to cover the waterfront in the time we have with him today, if you just tuned in. Looking at this, I've never been what you'd call an egomaniac, but when I was younger and first on the air 17 years ago and even 5 years ago, I was still more ego-driven where I would just do things and not even be in control of myself. Now, as I've gained more power, it's been the opposite of a poison. I've realized it's a responsibility. I notice my mistakes more. I realize I have to, you know, try to do a good job because people are counting on me. But then I see most people, they start getting a little power, whether they're a manager at McDonald's or you name it, and they start getting crazier and crazier and more arrogant. Watching and studying you and, you know, liking you since I was a little kid, or just knowing you now 7 years, I've seen you even mature more and get less ego until you pretty much have no ego and don't even want to be involved in anything other than getting, you know, some good done. How did you not have the poison ruin you of being a movie star, top wrestler, a governor? I mean, we see Hulk Hogan and all the things that you haven't responded to Hulk Hogan and that whole thing.
What happened to Hogan?
The sex tapes released.
Oh yeah, I think my wife mentioned something to me about that. Well, you know, it all goes back, I guess, to your basic behavior. You know, people that people that will behave badly can become powerful, and that doesn't change who they are. They will still behave badly in certain situations. You know, that's just the way it works out. I guess in my particular case, I try not to behave badly. And one of the safeguards that I always did, just to show you, Alex, how to protect yourself, when I was governor of Minnesota, I would never have a meeting where any female was in my office without a staff member.
No, I...
And that's purely for protection.
No, I'm...
To protect myself, because I know I won't do anything. But that's the way you have to live today. You're under scrutiny all the time. You're in a position where you can be set up. These people know no bounds in which to try to destroy you, the Democrats and Republicans. They will go to any measure to get rid of the competition. And so it's just a matter of self-preservation and just simply thinking things through and not making irrational, dumb decisions or sporadic decisions without thinking.
Wow, you're right. I mean, I have never told anybody this on air, but I basically have the same rule. I will not be alone, or I try my best to not be alone with, you know, any female other than my wife. I mean, sometimes you've got to be in a...
But that's what we've evolved to today, where honest people like you and I have to take those protective steps in which to keep our integrity.
Well, I remember being at a Willie Nelson concert with you backstage and then out watching it, and there were all these beautiful women throwing themselves at you, and you told me that story then. You said, about being faithful to your wife and everything, but you added, hey, Alex, I don't even go in a room alone with a woman. And I guess that's just a rule to live by.
Well, it's just something, I don't know if it's for everyone, but it certainly works for me that way. And that's part of just simply the old thing, Alex. If you're walking down the road at night and you come to a fork in the road, and one side is dark and you can't see a thing, and the other's well-lit and you can see everything, which road should you take?
The well-lit path.
Exactly. And so many of things of that nature can be solved simply by thinking and planning ahead a little bit. And don't put yourself in a situation. Like when I was in the world of pro wrestling, I didn't go to the bars at night. When I finished wrestling, I went up to my room, and I ordered room service, and I watched a lot of television and read a lot. But by doing that, it keeps you from putting yourself in a position where trouble can happen. The worst thing you can do is go to a bar.
I agree.
I mean, you know, it's the old saying. How does it say? Nothing good ever happens after 2 in the morning.
Well, I do what you do when I'm out on a shoot now. I go walk around the town and smoke a cigar or something like we did in New Orleans and then just stay out of trouble that way. And I don't even go in bars now. I've pretty much cut back drinking almost to nothing and lost a lot of weight thanks to it. But no, I mean, you are certainly, I'm not, you know, here kissing your butt. It's true. You really are an honorable guy who stayed focused and who's been successful when so many other people destroyed their lives. And you're an example to live by. And I've certainly tried to learn a few things from you, because it's true. So, and even more nowadays, it seems like people out there are out to get anybody who's successful.
Oh, well, that's the media. You know, you got to understand, the media loves to build people up so that they can later take them down. There's nothing the mainstream media relishes more than to see a quote-unquote star misbehave or do something out of the ordinary, or for a mechanism in which to tear them and break them down and destroy them. You know, the media has a huge ego, too. They like to believe they created you, and so therefore they have the right to likewise destroy you. And it's a constant battle to defeat them. I mean, I can't tell you how many times the media has accused me of things that it was startling. I didn't even know what they were talking about. I mean, I remember when I was running for governor and they came out and said that some bar in Montana that I had jumped up on the stage and had to be restrained and the police had to drag me out of the topless bar. And I looked at my wife and I started laughing and I said, my God, the only time I've been to Montana is when you and I drove through it coming back from Oregon back in 1978 when we left Oregon Wrestling.
Well, that's a good place to get into the lawsuit here. I know, taking notes on what you told me, it's certainly some good news. In the lawsuit, you had a chance, these are the things that we can bring up, that you were able to look him in the eye, so break that down. The lawsuit is going forward against the Navy SEAL sniper who wrote in his book that he knocked you out at a SEAL bar. There's a few other things in my notes you said you could talk about, but obviously you like it to be decided in court. You also made the point, we'll go over all this, your deposition stuff and witnesses is public. No media picked it up. And then his witnesses who were hearsay and weren't even there, that was picked up by the news as proof. So I know you won't defend yourself, but you made the point, Governor, that if they throw your case out, it'll be covered massively. If you win, it won't be covered because the system wants to destroy you.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I really, truly do believe that. I believe that if I prevail in this lawsuit, which I should because I have the truth on my side, the event never occurred. It's completely made up. And if someone can make something up and prevail in our court system today, then, you know, I'll lose all respect for the court system, and I'll lose respect for the government that we have of this country when a lie can become the truth and when the truth is meaningless. But that aside, I don't like, you know, we're moving forward on the case. I'll let the case do the talking, but I do agree. If I prevail in this case, I bet you won't see much media coverage, but if the chances, which I certainly view as slim and none, that I don't prevail, then you'll see headlines across America on it. You know, that's just how it works and the way they work.
Well, and again, the reason I'm not putting words in your mouth, I wrote notes on what you told me and what I could talk about and what I couldn't, but I wanted to wait till you got on air to make sure I didn't cover any of the other stuff. This is pretty dynamite stuff. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, you've got this guy.
You never say you got anyone, Alex. I mean, OJ got acquitted.
Well, but exactly.
You know, you can't take anything for granted in a courtroom with jury because it's however the jury is swayed by the evidence presented in court. And hopefully your lawyers are better than theirs. And, you know, a lot of things go into that. So I don't go into it feeling that I have this case in the bag by any stretch.
Sure.
I do go into it knowing I have truth on my side.
Well,
whether truth in America today can prevail, maybe that's what we ought to look at in this court case. Are we to the point in our country today where truth doesn't prevail and that a lie can?
Now you did say you would tell the story about being able to face him. I mean, can you just relay part of that?
No, we just had a preliminary hearing in June to try to settle this because, let's face everything, our courts don't want you to go to court. They do everything they possibly can to get you to settle out of court so that you don't take up trial time and cost money and everything that goes along with court. So they very much try to push you to settle. We simply had a court hearing in June, hopefully to get a preliminary settlement where, you know, he would come out and admit that this event didn't happen. I never said anything of that nature. He never hit me and the whole thing didn't occur. And he wouldn't do it. So therefore, it didn't last very long, you know, this hearing, but because that's the essence of the whole case. But I will tell you this, it's the first time, to my knowledge, I ever laid eyes on him.
Well,
if you'd have walked him up to me 2 days before this hearing and asked me to identify him, I couldn't.
What about what your lawyer said who read the book cover to cover? Can we talk about that?
Well, people can read the book cover to cover and judge for themselves. In his book, he admits to lying multiple times.
See, this
is in his book. He admits to it.
This is what makes me mad. You were in Mexico, and then you'd come back to Minnesota, and you hadn't flown for like a year at the time. Now it's over 2 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it was on the news that you had been recklessly driving, going to the airport, and you called me the day it broke, and you said, I want to come on, and I'm going on other news. I'm here in Minnesota, and I saw your number on the ID. I go, yes, Governor, on my cell phone. I mean, it's crazy, because, again, I know Jesse Ventura pretty good now, folks, and he's all about being in control. He's all about being in control of his emotions. He's all about, you know, being successful, being, I mean, you're an upright guy. And So to sit here and to see them then say that you're this guy, and I had some neighbor when I lived in Westlake who came over one day and he was laughing at me and he said, your buddy is on the news with his son flipping a car in a wreck and his wife looks like his daughter, blah, 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 that Jesse Ventura. And I said, you mean the one with blonde hair? I go, that's Hulk Hogan. And my neighbor sat there. That's why I bring up Hulk Hogan. You get confused with Hulk Hogan and he with you a lot. I saw idiot emails going, hey, you know, your buddy's in a sex tape. That's how dumb they are. That's why I wanted you to comment on the Hulk Hogan thing. I mean, I'm sure you know people conflate the two, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure that, and I'm sure Hogan loves to have, when he does something bad, to have it accredited to me. I'm certain that's probably true, too. But, no, we're completely different people, but we did both have the receding hairline. We're both former pro wrestlers. We're both large. And, you know, with the blonde hair generally, although mine's gray now, I don't bother with mine anymore. It's pretty much all gray now. But I get confused for him all the time. And I think that I get accredited for a lot of the things that he does, and I'm certain that he doesn't get credited for things I do because most of the things I do would never reach the level of being publicized.
But, I mean, my neighbor is a very successful, you know, business owner, a smart guy, and I had an argument with him. And I said, that's Hulk Hogan. And the neighbor laughed at me and wouldn't believe me. I guess because he was jealous or something that he heard you on my show or something, and that was his way to one-up. People love seeing somebody fall. I mean, what is your take? I know you haven't followed it, but let me just give you the news. A few weeks ago, his friend Bubba the Love Sponge, he's suing him over it. The point is a video they clandestinely shot years ago of Bubba's wife and Hulk Hogan in bed together, and it's graphic. I've watched a little bit of it. What was on the news? They blurred it out. And I mean, my point is that that's an example of being out of control. Is all the things that keep happening to Hulk Hogan. What's your take on why he attacks you every time he's on the radio?
I have no idea. I you know, you'd have to ask him. I have no idea, you know, jealousy. I don't know what it would be. I mean, I haven't seen the guy now in I don't know how many years. I mean, it's been, well, put it this way, I haven't seen him personally face-to-face, I would tell you, probably since the early 1990s.
What would you say to him if you saw him right now?
Probably nothing, because I have nothing to say to him. You know, to me, he's irrelevant in my life. He doesn't make any difference to me. I remember one time...
Oh, we got to go to break, Governor. I'm sorry. I want to hear this. We're going to come back, then get into the hurricane, your book, the TV show, so much more. Jesse Ventura, he's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. You can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time.
Run former Minnesota governor, best-selling author, time. New York Times number one best-selling author of Ain't Got Time to Bleed, Democrats and Republicans is his newest best-selling book. Excellent to give a mainline Democrat or Republican. I know our audience gets it, but the general public certainly doesn't get it. Also, the latest issue that starts shipping tomorrow of InfoWars magazine is out, The Secret Life of Zombies, and it breaks down how brainwashed the public is and how they're in a trance state. Very proud. This is our best issue. It just is unbelievable. We'll talk about that some coming up in the next hour after Governor Ventura, who's been gracious to join us, leaves us. But get the book, Democrats and Republicans, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, amazing book, Proving Conspiracy Theory, with Dick Russell. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And his book from before that, American Conspiracies, you can get those discounted when you get them with Democrats and Republicans. Makes a great Christmas or holiday gift, again, to wake somebody up. Okay, Governor, let's finish up with Hulk Hogan. You were starting to tell a story about him, and then all the real radio happens when we're talking during the breaks. Finish your point about Hulk Hogan.
Just a kind of a laughable thing. I remember when I was governor of Minnesota, I get a call from Vince McMahon, and apparently Hogan had written a book or something, and he was going on a book tour, and they had him coming to Minnesota, but he went to Vince scared that if he came to Minnesota, I would have him arrested. And I was governor at the time. I started laughing, and I said to Vince, I said, I have far more important things to worry about in my life than what Hulk Hogan's doing. I said, I could care less if he comes to Minnesota. What nonsense is this? I mean, the ego on the guy is unbelievable. To actually believe a governor would be worried about him entering their state.
And, like, you're following what he's doing instead of dealing with state matters or spending...
Yeah. I mean, all this whole sex tape stuff, I didn't even find out about it until about a week ago. I think my wife mentioned it to me on the internet. I haven't seen any of it and don't care to. I mean, there's nothing there that interests me, really. You know what I find interesting, though, is this. Here's an icon who was portrayed to the American public, much like politicians, I guess. Here's this icon that told all little kids to say their prayers and eat their vitamins and live a clean life. And apparently he doesn't practice much of what he preaches. And yet, then you see Jesse Ventura, who is a villain, who the parents were supposed to tell their kids, don't grow up like Jesse Ventura. He's a dirty rat and a villain. So it shows you, I guess, more than ever when I taught the class at Harvard, how pro wrestling prepares you for politics. Because it's perfect where the people you assume, your elected officials that tell you that they're these heroes and to take your vitamins and say your prayers and all that stuff, the reality is they're the dastardly villains that they always were in real life. They just portray it a different way to you, the public.
I saw an article in the Daily Mail 2 weeks ago where an actor playing the part of a right-wing terrorist on a TV show has people start fights with him and try to assault him, thinking he's really a terrorist. I mean, that, it's so amazing that people think you're a villain because you played a villain. I have adults that come up to me and say pro wrestling is real. Governor, is pro wrestling real?
Yeah, it's real. Absolutely it is. No, I take offense when people say it's not because pro wrestling's entertainment, but when I get body slammed, you get body slammed. And I like to refer to it as ballet with violence.
So it's both. You're right.
They're tremendous athletic performers. It's irrelevant. And to use the term real is not a correct term to use.
Okay, well then, break it down for us then. I mean, obviously, incredibly dangerous. People have to get their hips replaced, as you have had. All sorts of stuff goes on. So your point is... Yeah.
You know, you're just, it's live theater. It's no different than going to the theater and seeing West Side Story production at Broadway, only this is a physical production.
No, I understand that. When I say real, sure, when I say real, there are people that think that people are really, you know, punching each other in the throat over and over again. And I understand it's incredibly dangerous. People get hurt. I'm just saying you're not really trying to kill somebody, though.
No, not at all, because you're responsible for that person. The first thing you're taught, the first thing I was taught by Eddie Sharkey, who trained me to wrestle, he said the first golden rule I was taught was treat your opponent's body as if it's yours. Because if you hurt that guy and he can't earn a living, then you've deprived his family of an income and it's your fault. And that's quite a cross to bear. That's a lot of pressure to go out when you go out there to perform. That you know, I don't truly want to hurt this guy because if I hurt this guy, he can't work, he can't get a paycheck, and he can't feed his family. And that's a hell of a responsibility to have every time you walk in a ring.
You know, that time I sat there for like 2 hours and taped you and I and Willie Nelson having a conversation there in his house playing chess. We never even released all that because it was non-political, but it is so interesting just how it fits into life. Wow, some amazing stories there. I think I'm going to dig those tapes up and actually, you know, put just the general talk out about wrestling. Because, I mean, you know, the inside story, you ought to write a book on wrestling, Governor, because it's so interesting.
No, there's been tons of them written. I can't add nothing that hasn't already been said, and I'm not even motivated. That's 20 years ago. It'd require me to dig up motivation that's long since been gone.
No, I know. I've been around you quite a few times when the bellhop or something goes, oh, I love it when you're a wrestler. It's so great. You go, I'm trying to forget about it.
No, I don't try to forget about it. But it's so long ago, you know.
That's what you said.
I've been out of the ring now for over 22 years. And, you know, that happened back when I was actually at 40 years old. And I've long since surpassed 40 years old a long time ago.
What'd you think about Macho Man dying?
It broke my heart. He was a great wrestler, a tremendous performer. In fact, I've always said publicly the greatest match that I ever saw, participated in or anything, was WrestleMania 3, Randy Macho Man Savage against Ricky Steamboat. It's the greatest match I've ever witnessed in my life, and I think it will remain so because I'm a bit biased because I was there in front of the largest crowd in history, but it was the greatest match I'd ever seen.
You and Rowdy Piper have been friends, too.
Yeah, Rowdy and I go back a number of years, and but I don't see these people on a regular basis. The last time I saw Rowdy, I was out in L.A., I think, doing the Tonight Show or something, and Rowdy happened to be out there, and we ran into each other and talked for a couple hours. But, I really don't see the wrestlers anymore. The last time I saw them was 2004 when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Sure, well, a couple of them came to your birthday party. Now, getting off that, it's just fascinating just because it is performance and people are hearing about, this is very serious performance. People get killed sometimes. Shifting gears in a geopolitical, your take on the fact that they now admit Al-Qaeda is the main force being used against Libya and Syria to overthrow those governments. NATO and our government are now arming Al-Qaeda while simultaneously saying we've got to give our rights up, Governor, and have TSA play ping pong in our pants and in our wife's brassieres.
We're back up now. We're arming Al-Qaeda to fight? I thought we were fighting Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, no, we're supposedly... I mean, what's your take on Iran, all of this?
Well, my take is it's all orchestrated. I'm a great believer in the works of L. Fletcher Prouty, Colonel Prouty, who made the statement that nothing just happens, everything is planned. And Prouty also stated how the CIA's job, 90% of their job is to go out and create wars throughout the world, so that the military-industrial complex can continue to make money and continue to shovel, all the resources to war. I urge people to watch the scene in JFK where Kevin Costner meets Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland is L. Fletcher Prouty. And you need to listen to what he says to Kevin Costner because it's exactly true. And that's what we should be terrified of today. All of these wars are orchestrated. You go back and you read Colonel Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, writes a renowned book called War is a Racket. I can't tell people how important it is to read these books. Read these books from these guys that fought the wars. And when they tell you war is a racket, believe them.
Absolutely. We'll find that and play it. It's Mr. X from JFK movie. We'll pull it up, guys, with a search. It's the top video. Mr. X, JFK movie is the search, and I've actually found it right here.
And then again, go to Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner who made the statement, I didn't fight for the American people, and Smedley died in early 40s. We're talking the turn of the last century. It's been going on for 150 years now, or over 100 years now. Smedley talks about how he didn't fight for the American people. He fought for the United Fruit Corporation. When they wouldn't get cooperation, they'd send in the Marines to get it. And going to war in Iraq, to me, that's equivalent now if we decided Hugo Chavez just got elected again in Venezuela. Well, maybe we should invade Venezuela, overthrow Hugo, and put in a new government because we don't like him.
Governor, expanding on that, specifically on false flag, you were on Piers Morgan like a month ago before you stopped doing interviews for a while. I mean, repeat what you said there and expand on that, because he was trying to interrupt you when you were talking about false flags to get us into wars, Syria.
Well, if you look at all wars are always started with these false flag operations. Something happens to a particular country which gets all their people up in arms and demand revenge and retaliation and, patriotism. And from the Reichstag fire in Germany to the attacks in China that Japan did, and it goes on and on and on to the Gulf of Tonkin incident. And I believe that part of the takeover of locking us down here, I think that there'll be something that's going to happen in a train depot or a bus depot so that the TSA can then get in there. And the only way the American people will accept it is if something happens. And then the American people will throw their hands up in the air and they'll all say, oh, government, please protect us. And then the government will swoop in then and you'll be going through the same things at bus stations that you're now going through in airports, which I don't go. I may give up my Minnesota Lynx season tickets. Because the last game I went to, I was frisked.
Oh, no, they are converting now where the TSA at proms in New Mexico and Texas, at malls, the TSA comes.
Well, Alex, what I'm saying, I'm the governor, the former governor, and I was frisked.
Oh, they
were getting late in the year, and I wore a jacket. They patted me down.
They now grab the genitals of people at NFL games. They now go. The TSA is now the certifier.
I think, well, people can do what I do, Alex, and here's what I do. I do not go anywhere that requires me to be searched.
I agree.
I will not attend anything where they require to search me, nor will I go and use anything where it's a prerequisite that I be searched before I go in.
And again, they sell this idea of safety. I love your breakdown of that, where you'd rather face the danger. But the danger is a government that demands to search and look and peer. Why do we even have a Fourth Amendment in our persons, papers, and effects? Stop groping our children.
Exactly. And here we are accepting this. We're accepting and granting our government the ability to search us anytime they feel like it because we all want to be safe from these terrorists. I got news for you. What a scam. There ain't enough. Are terrorists going to invade our country like Normandy? No.
No, all that's happened is the military-industrial complex is staging these events and provocateuring them and using it to take over our lives. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's that simple. It's very you're completely correct. I agree with your assumption, your analogy there. You know, that's all. It's being done to maintain the power. And again, watch Donald Sutherland where he talks about in civilized society, everything is about their war powers. That's what they believe it takes to keep us all civilized. I believe we should have grown past that by now.
Is there any way to turn this around? Because the United States has now become the engine of tyranny worldwide. We've been captured by foreign banks. It's now all over the news. I could play you the clips where they say foreign banks now have captured us. We're under world government. You know, CNBC, CNN, world leaders announcing it. But simultaneously, you and I are conspiracy theorists to talk about it.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I was asked the other day on something if I believe that 9/11 was a conspiracy. And my response was, well, the government told me it was. Because the government's whole answer to 9/11, Alex, is a conspiracy. The government told us that 19 Islamic radicals armed with box cutters defeated our multi-billion-dollar air defense system, all while conspiring with a bearded guy in a cave in Afghanistan.
So
why do we get labeled conspiracy theorists when our government promotes a conspiracy theory?
Well, also, then they hold people for a decade, torture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's family, including his child, threatening to kill him. That they admitted that. And then he confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built until 4 years after he was in secret custody. So you're in a CIA torture camp for a decade now, and they've got the blind sheikh, doesn't know what planet he's on, up there taking credit for it when he can't even walk down the street.
Well, you know, it's the old cliche, as they call it, enhanced interrogation. It's waterboarding. I've been waterboarded, and I can assure you, if they waterboarded anybody 3 or 4 or 5 times, you're going to confess to anything.
Well, they couldn't get Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to do it for years.
Yeah, he confessed.
They brought his kid in, yeah.
No, he confessed, too. They waterboarded him like 160 times.
No, exactly. But I mean, they were saying that isn't what finally did it, though, to get him to testify. They had to threaten his son.
Know nothing about that. All I know about is the waterboarding. And, you know, again, it goes back to the same old thing. We're willing to accept this, that for some reason everybody in our country thinks these terrorists are going to overthrow and threaten our freedom.
But how ridiculous is it?
How is Iraq or Afghanistan or Iran or any of these places have any effect on our freedom?
Well, that's it, Governor. The danger is a government that says we'll secretly grab citizens with the NDAA that Obama promised not to sign but did, disappear you, torture you, kill you if we want, and then use some other tortured person's testimony. I mean, that's the old thing of putting people on the rack in the Inquisition. I mean, it's so incredibly obvious you can't believe testimony taken from torture. And that whoever's doing the torture, that's the bad guy. That's the Joseph Mengele.
Well, the thing is, it's, you know, we also, if you look at the Iraq war, Iraq didn't do anything to us. We invaded their country, we overthrew their government, and we've now occupied them for going on 10 years. What had Iraq done to justify us invading them? Nothing. That's what the communists did, that's what the Nazis did, and now we've done it. How is ours different?
This is classical tyranny that's happening, and people...
Well, and the people here seem to accept, you know, again, I'll go back to what I said to you before, Alex. I'm 60 years old now, and if you count the war on drugs, which we should count it because thousands of Mexicans are getting killed every year as a result of it, so it is indeed a war. It's real. If you count the war on drugs, the Cold War, and all the other wars, we've been at war my entire life.
Yes, sir. We're going to come back with Jesse Ventura. Stay there. By the way, I'm not bragging. I just feel honored. Jesse Ventura didn't even... He canceled the Jay Leno show a few weeks ago because he wouldn't fly. He was having to take the train all the way out to California. And of course, as you heard, they're now showing up groping at trains. So we're getting him here. He had an interview in about a month, and he's with us this segment and one more. We're going to get into a bunch of news and break down some medical news as well and look at this big hurricane. Governor, you got interrupted again by the break. Do we remember what you were talking about? We've talked so much during the break, we've moved on from there.
No, I don't recall. I just we'll just move on from there.
You're going to come on the day after the election, Lord willing, November 7th to break down the TV show. But give us a little hors d'oeuvre now of what you think one of the most powerful episodes is going to be.
Well, I think they're all good. You know, we do some this year where I believe we expose a conspiracy for being a fraud, too. You know, we play both sides of the street on the show this year. I'm real pleased with that I have Sean Stone with me this year, Oliver Stone's son, as well as my own son, Tyrell, you know, along with June Sarpong. And they all do a great job, and we worked real hard. We, as I said, we finished the shows a year ago, and for some reason they're not going to air till November 7th, which is the day after the election. But at least they're going to air that. I had my doubts they would get on the air at all, but they're going to get there.
That sounds very, very political, that they sat on him for almost a year. And I know I'm not supposed to talk about the backstory stuff because I was part of the show as a consultant, some, and appeared in all three seasons in some of the shows. But, I mean, I'm telling you, they really do not want you out there during the election because they know you're criticizing the two gangs.
Well, you know, maybe so. I don't know. I have no proof that says anything contrary to it. But, you know, judge as you may, I just found it kind of hilarious that we go on the day after the election's over. Not that any of the shows deal with elections, because they don't, but they're going to be good this year. They'll be fascinating. They'll make people think a lot, and a couple of them are way out there. You know, we decided in the third season that we would take the plunge and get real controversial, and I think we did.
You certainly did, but I mean, you had Homeland Security go completely ape and a congressman to not air or re-air your Homeland Security FEMA camp special.
Yeah, well, this year we did eight of them, but they're only going to air seven. They won't do the one we did on the TSA.
Ah!
That one apparently ain't going to make Showtime. They're only going to air seven of the eight that we did. The
so, now, won't make it. So now it won't just air once. That's breaking news. TSA kills Ventura show.
Well, no, I can't say the TSA did it. I'm just stating that they won't air the show we did on TSA. I don't know who killed it. I can only say True TV killed it. I have nothing that indicates it goes beyond them. You'd have to ask them.
I know a little bit about it.
Decide not to air the eighth show, a show that exploits the TSA and what they got in store for you coming up in the future.
Yeah, the highway checkpoints. And you guys went, I know, and well, tell folks what they won't be seeing. Then you went and confronted what the body scanner makers and shirt
well,
off.
We exposed it. If you noticed, a week ago, they started pulling those big radiation things out of the airports. That they're still not admitting that they're not safe. Well, then why are they replacing them?
Well, they're putting them in smaller airports to now give them a baking, but yeah.
Whatever. But we expose that these things are not safe. We expose that the radiation levels are at an unsafe level. We also expose the fact that TSA employees aren't allowed to wear radiation badges for their own protection. So you can clearly see the government doesn't want any lawsuits coming from anywhere, so they don't put anything in place for safety, and that way they always have plausible denial.
That's state-run media. Wow, that's big news, though. Homeland Security kills one episode on FEMA camps, and then now this will never air on TSA. That is amazing. That is unbelievable. That's why when I get offered these national TV shows, I don't even do them. You bust your butt, and then they don't air. Jesse yeah. Ventura, though, you're getting three series aired. Awesome.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got him. Jay Leno can't get him, but we got him because he won't, I guess, put up with the TSA trying to grope him. They want to isolate us, though. They're shutting us down, and they have cancer clusters that came out at Boston Logan and four other airports where they first put the scanners in 9 years ago. Now they're removing the big bakers. I already had it from internal sources, Governor, that the TSA people found out they were being lied to and that those were killing them. So now they've put this millimeter system in, but we've got top scientists saying those are just as bad. They actually rattle your DNA, but think about the elite that they would put these body scanners in there, shave your naked images, get caught lying about it, and now I get calls every day when we open the phones up of truck drivers and people running into TSA checkpoints, citizens running into them, where they'll even get mad at them for Patriot bumper stickers, Governor.
Well, I don't know about anything like that, but all I know is that they, you know, there's far too much search and seizure going on in this country. There's far too much observation of us. I mean, when George Orwell wrote those books, who knew that they would become true by the year 2012?
And absolutely, and then some.
But I do want to state, though, Alex, I did not do Jay Leno because I wouldn't fly. It was some health issues here at home why I had to cancel Leno.
Well, I know you don't want to insult Leno, but well, you also told me, though, that you were saying the trains and stuff like that, not being able to fly.
It would have required me. I don't fly anymore because I won't do anything where I'm treated like a criminal. And so that means I can't fly anymore. And so to go to L.A. would now take me over a week to do so. And I couldn't do that because of a particular medical problem here at home. I could not leave for a week. It was just
sure.
Not,
sure. I'm just saying nobody's had you for a month. It's we just really appreciate you being here with us. In closing, presidential run in 4 years.
Well, like I said, I won't do it with a political party, and it'll require the people to rise up, and waiting for that to happen will be, I don't think I have anything to worry about running in 4 years.
Really? You just think the country's that shot?
Well, I think the people are that apathetic. They continue to vote for these Democrats and Republicans, the people that are wrecking our country, and yet they still vote for them. It's astounding. I didn't watch one debate, Alex. I didn't need to, because 6 months ago I determined I was voting for Gary Johnson, the governor of New Mexico running under the Libertarian Party. So therefore, I didn't need to watch debates and get told a bunch of hogwash and lies. All they do is lie to you.
You're right. Governor Jesse Ventura, we got 2 minutes left. You're going to be back with us on November 7th after the election. Comments on this hurricane? They're saying it may postpone the election. We know they've got weather weapons.
Well, I did the thing up in Alaska Harp, but I don't think it's going to postpone the elections. It's supposed to hit today or tomorrow, and the elections are a week away. I think we're well prepared for it. Maybe it'll be big enough, but right now it's only a level one. And I think with the preparation that's gone in ahead of time now, the damage may be minimal. I could be wrong. I'm not a weatherman, and I'm not hip to everything going on out there. I wish all those people well and hope it's the least possible damage that could happen.
Well, I think it's a lot of hype as well, but they're, you know, canceling the early voting in several states now. We covered that article earlier, so maybe government will try to use it as a, some type of diversion. Who knows?
Well, you know, government really doesn't want you to vote. That's obvious. You know, they've got all, they're doing it in Minnesota now with these picture IDs and stuff, so they do want to make it more difficult to vote because they want to cut down the number of people who are allowed to make a decision on what they do.
And they're trying to checkmate us with election fraud as well. Well, I hope to hear in the news from Governor Ventura, from Jesse, here on other media. But we've been honored to have you in the new book.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. As Democrips and Republicans, available at Infowars.com and bookstores everywhere. I'll say bye to you here during the break, Gov, here for just a moment.
Okay, we'll see you on the 7th.
Okay, thank you, sir. There goes Governor Jesse Ventura. We're going to come right back with a bunch of news on the hurricane and more. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here. I am Alex Jones, your host. We just had former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura on in a news-making interview. I have not been talking a lot to the True TV crew, the production house. I have some friends there after three seasons, Michael Braverman and others. I did not know that they had killed the TSA, which was one of the most powerful episodes. I mean, I know what's in it. The cancer studies on the body scanners, the factories, the money deals, Chertoff making money, all double, triple checked, and they killed it. Time Warner killed it. You just heard Governor Ventura. If you just tuned in, that is big news. You know, I've been told not to tell people what I was told in confidence about the last season with the episode that, I mean, I was the consultant on, I'd say 80% of it. The FEMA camps, the proof, the civilian inmate labor camp programs, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I mean, I gave them all the documents, and they the stuff I gave Glenn Beck 3 years ago that he said he was going to cover and then, you know, came out and said was a hoax and didn't exist, and then went and showed what we predicted, hoax FEMA camps and not the real ones. We have the bills. We have the legislation. We have the executive orders. We went and showed the fusion centers. We went and showed the Homeland Security reports. They went and talked to Mr. German. I forget his first name. He works for the ACLU, you know, well-known, retired FBI agent. Well, he got out of the FBI because of the stuff he saw. And we proved, I mean, it was hardcore real journalism. You know, some of the stuff on the show is kind of a little nebulous, fun stuff, you know, reptoid, stuff like that. But this was hardcore, and they went ape. It's supposed to air like 50 times. Costs closer to $1 million to make an episode, if you must know. And so they air them over and over again, you know, like any of those True TV shows. It got record ratings, and they killed it. And Homeland Security gave them a little visit. Bunch of other stuff happened. The other things I can't talk about. Threats, you name it. And because the head of True TV had said, look, I'm allowed to do whatever I want, Governor Ventura. This is 3 years ago in the first season. You are going to be able to do whatever you want, as long as it's vetted. And it came down to a big fight at True TV, basically. I'll just leave it at that. And countermanding and direct orders from on top with Homeland Security going to Time Warner. And, of course, we had under Time Warner CNN, the reporter on, Amber Lyon, who was one of the, I mean, she's a Emmy Award winning with three of them for news. You know, all sorts of war zones, you name it. They were covering up Al-Qaeda working for our government, basically murdering people all over, and different governments murdering peaceful protesters and lying about it. And they told her, shut up. And it turned out the government of Qatar and others were funding CNN, funding each program. Bill and Melinda Gates on record fund ABC News, all of it. That's why they have newscasts saying Bill Gates is a superhero, showing him flying like Superman. That's how dumb they think you are. Do we have him yet? Just give me a status report occasionally when we're looking for a guest. Okay, that's fine. I just, you know, like our next guest is, we're unable to connect via Skype with him. That's fine. Just give me a status report. Thank you. The issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is during the break, I was thinking to myself before I came back, I want to make this point. I was thinking about cancer rates on average. You can look at the different numbers yourself. Are up 2.5 to 3,000% what they were in the 50s. Now, the media spins it that survivability is up. By the 30s, they knew cancer was virally transmitted, most of it, injecting rats. They've had weaponized cancer viruses on record since the 50s. I mean, there's congressional reports on this. Folks, they put weaponized cancer viruses so designer that they're set to trigger once your hormone levels lower. They're meant to kill you once you get ready for retirement age. And they've set it up to suck the money out of you as they kill you. And this is a government caught not hundreds but thousands of times in secret test killing people. It just came out in St. Louis. They were spraying and killing people with nerve gas. This is what they do, okay? It is not the government. It's a eugenics, mad scientist technocracy. That's what they call themselves as technocrats. And you need to take it personal that the GMO is designed to sterilize you and give you cancer in every major rodent study. And they test rodents because they have this with closest physiology to us is rodents, pigs, and monkeys and apes. And monkeys and apes are expensive. Pigs are expensive because you got to contain them. They use rats. Rats are their metabolic systems, according to all the scientists I've talked to, are the closest. Rats, guinea pigs, other rodents. Okay? Now, you're being murdered. You're being vandalized. Your body at a molecular level is being attacked. You're being stabbed. And you know what? Even a wimp, if somebody walks up to him in a parking lot and pulls out a knife, says, I'm going to stab you, most wimps will even fight back. They'll find enough courage to fight for their lives. Will you fight for your lives now, ladies and gentlemen? Almost everybody I know has family with cancer right now, and I am sick of it, and I take it personal. I take it real personal. I take it real personal that the women I love, young and old, are constantly battling breast cancer. That everybody I know has been touched by that, and it's just growing, it's skyrocketing, and there's no media coverage of why is it exploding? Why is it exploding? Why is testicular cancer exploding? Why is pancreatic cancer exploding? Why is cancer of the liver, cancer of the lungs, cancer of the esophagus, cancer, 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 cancer? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. These globalists know how to kill us quietly, kill us slowly. And then they soft kill us and we wander off and wonder why we died 10 years later. They know it's a death sentence. They've had DU since the 40s. They've had DU weapons but never would deploy them because they said, well, it blows back. It ignites in the rifle barreling and it will shoot people. It will not just shoot who you're shooting. It will shoot you. You will get it. And it's toxic and it's radioactive. That's what the old manual said until 1991. I've interviewed the head of the DU program for the Defense Department, but Colonel Doug Rocky. And you know, physicists, scientists, biologists. I mean, he most of his friends have died from it. He's had 50-something surgeries. Every time we try to get him on, he's at the hospital. The guy's tougher than nails like Darth Vader, but, you know, he's just sick. They went out there to just survey the DU from the Highway of Death post Gulf War I, Desert Storm on that Kuwaiti highway into Iraq. And folks, they were in breathing masks. They were in gear. And they all got rashes and started having kidney failure and nosebleeds and deformed children and just instantly. You know, I mean, they went home and had kids and they were deformed. They were having kidney failure in some of the guys that week. Okay? You know why the troops are dying? You know why they're so sick? You know why they're committing suicide? Folks, they're dying. Nerve gas was released. Saddam probably used nerve gas. They also blew up a bunch of bunkers to get rid of it because it was marked U.S. and NATO. And the detectors all went off. The news said false alarm. Our troops sat there and breathed sarin and VX mixtures at low levels. It deposited in the brainstem. And I watched the congressional hearings where they admitted it 2 years later. And it showed this Marine Corps captain. They were showing photos of him, all handsome and strong. And he was begging, saying, all I want is medical help for my friends who are dying. He died like a week after that he was on C-SPAN. It made me cry. Man, these people are murderers, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are pure death. They make Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, the Nazi torture scientist, look like a schoolboy. He is a He is an apprentice to these people. Hitler got everything from the U.S. and England. It's called eugenics. It's called the New World Order. That's why Ted Turner said last week he's glad troops are committing suicide. They believe it's good for the earth for us to die. Well, I got news for you. I'm going to identify you, and as you keep killing enough people, people are going to break out of their trance, and we're going to bring all of you to justice, come hell or high water. That's why I'm not worried about myself, folks, because there's no future anyways. We either beat these people, we either defeat these people, or there's no future. You don't just go, I'll go party and watch a ball game and go get drunk and whatever happens and your kids get cancer at age 22 or whatever. I am not going to settle for that. I am not, when I see people drinking Diet Coke, it assaults me. It assaults me to know that it's in tens of thousands of products, all the major sugar gums, most candies now added on top of the sugar. It's an excitotoxin, highly addictive. It makes you hungry because it's an excitotoxin and makes you obese. There's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of studies on this. There's new ones out today. New ones out this week. And I never hardly see Glenn Beck. I was looking around for like FEMA camp news, and I saw something about economic collapse, and it was him on his radio show. And you know, he's now copying us with the TVs behind him and stuff, which is great. I mean, you know, it's a serious form of flattery. But the point is, he was sitting there with a Diet Coke. And I remember when the Drudge Report, when he said he was going blind, which that macular degeneration on record is linked to aspartame, NutraSweet Equal. And the Drudge Report linked to our article saying, hey, it could be aspartame that's making you go blind, Glenn, as like a message to try to help him. He went on the radio the next day and made fun of me and basically made fun of the Drudge Report for that article. I mean, he's going blind and he can't stop drinking it. I just, these people, I don't know what to do. I mean, I genuinely want to help people. I want him to stop drinking it, stop losing his eyesight. It can even be reversed and then come out against it. But he won't because these people love it, man. I've seen Bill Clinton drinking Diet Cokes. Even most of these puppet people out there who think they're powerful, they're egomaniacs, they couldn't be true that Diet Coke makes you go blind. It could. I remember 2 years ago, it couldn't be true that PepsiCo does have fetal tissue flavoring in their drinks. I didn't believe that till it came out in court. So maybe I shouldn't blame them. I mean, who can admit this? Here it is. This is out of the National Institutes of Health, new national study. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induce greater weight gain in adult Weister rats at similar total caloric intake levels. Now, I already know this. Dr. Blaylock, MD, has said this. Aspartame eats your brain, makes you fat, and gives you pancreatic cancer, and makes your eyeballs rot. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here. Look, I want you to take it personally. I want you to go find the White House science czar saying they want to put stuff in your water to sterilize you and kill you. I mean, he said it in the 70s, they're doing it now. I want you to go find the quotes Ted Turner saying he wants to kill 90% of you. There's a new top NASA scientist out saying we got to reduce population to 500 million. They want us out of the way. They're a bunch of criminals that have taken over. And their camp followers and their minions who are openly preaching forced population reduction and the shutdown of the economy. And that's why they're building these control grids. It's a ruthless scientific culling. And if you won't wake up to that and wake up to the Rockefellers taking over medicine in the 20s and 30s, it's all on record. Nothing will help you. Now, we are now carrying all of the best-selling books by Dr. Joel Wallach, who is a doctor of veterinary medicine, and he also holds several other degrees. But I really respect vets because I've worked for a large animal vet and a small animal vet in high school and then a little bit in college. I've worked on large ranches for Jess Adkins in East Texas at an industrial level. And I know they have to know what really is causing the problem. They're there to get the animals well and sold or taken care of. They're not there to suck more money out of you because farmers aren't going to put up with it and big agri isn't. And they always knew it was vitamins and minerals. I know he's been talking about this for 30-plus years and did big national studies for the federal government, $25 million in research. But I wanted to get him on when I saw this and other studies, because I know he's talked about this forever. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induced greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats. This is the National Health Institute's National Institute of Health, big university study put out here. Doc, I mean, you've talked about that. Dr. Blaylock, MD, brain surgeons talked about. They know all this. They know what aspartame does. They know what MSG does. They know what vaccines do. They know why is cancer rates exploding, sir? What is going on here? What is your take on the points I make? Because we're going to talk about Let's Play Doctor, your book, Dr. Wallach and also a MD that you wrote it with, Let's Play Doctor. You've got Immortality, a book breaking that down. Hell's Kitchen, Obesity, Diabetes, and Metabolic Syndrome, excellent book. Dead Doctors Don't Lie, of course, your international bestseller. All those are available, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. A bunch of your books there that ties all in with InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. And it's just the off-the-chart products that you've developed. I was just talking to one of the female crew members here. She said she's lost 15 pounds on this in just a month, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus, the Essential Fatty Acid Proprietary Blend. But I'm not going to get into a pitch for that. I'm already ranting because I'd love to sell what works and what I believe in. Dr. Wallach, this is a short segment here, but long segment coming up. What is going on? How many studies do we have on what aspartame does to the body? Why is it so bad? Why is it linked to macular degeneration in the eyes, pancreatic cancer? Why is it so addictive, Dr. Wallach?
Well, there's a basic reason why it's addictive. Human beings have a craving for things when they're minerally deficient, and they get stuck on sugar. And so if you don't, even if you don't have sugar, you have something sweet like aspartame. It has two things. Number one, the chemical itself has been shown to cause tumors. Okay, we know that. But also, because it's sweet, it's very seductive. When a person is minerally deficient, you have these cravings. I have to have a candy bar. I have to have a Diet Coke. I have to have a Diet Pepsi. And I run into people all the time, Alex, that are addicted to, 6 liters of Diet Pepsi or Diet Coca-Cola or Diet Dr. Pepper every day. Now, there's no sugar in it, but they will gain an enormous amount of weight because there's a basic fallacy that when you're drinking Diet Coke, you're not going to eat fast.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but when you go to the mall and see a 500-pound person, they've always got a diet drink in their hand, and you try to warn them, and they just don't want to listen to you because it's so addictive.
You're exactly right. And, of course, the medical system and the government both, I don't know if they're just ignorant. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and assume they're ignorant, because if they know what they're doing, as you're pointing out, it's definitely criminal, because it's hard to buy anything fat. Everything is fat-free, low-fat, no-fat, and yet we're the number one obese nation in the world following their system. And so are they that stupid? Maybe. But basically what happens here is when you have a basic mineral deficiency, you crave sweets. People say, man, I'm a sugar-holic. Or a Coca-holic or a Diet Coca-holic or a Chocoholic. And that's because they're minerally deficient, and they get on this aspartame, and it has the negative in that you're always going to be unsatiated. You're always going to be hungry. Because you think you're doing yourself a service by having this no-calorie drink, which tastes sweet, but then you're still going to eat more when you eat. You're still going to eat more when you eat, and this is why people gain weight when they're drinking all this diet stuff. But it does. There are studies that show that aspartame does cause cancer. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, they knew that. They couldn't get it approved, as you know, Doc, in the 70s 3 times.
Yep.
Exactly. Stay there. We're going to come back and continue to talk about how they kill us. And again, I've done the research. They're doing it on purpose. It's very funny to them. Now, the average idiot doctor, they don't know. They're all brainwashed. Let's talk about how they brainwash MDs when we come back and get into a bunch of other important points Dr. Wallach wants to cover. Going to get into a long plug here, but I've done my research, and my dad's a physician, and I've interviewed countless MDs. I've interviewed countless veterinarians. I've worked with sheep and cattle and horses, and it was always about the minerals. I remember Jess Adkins, the large animal vet I worked for out in East Texas. Boy, that guy worked hard. He worked like 16 hours a day, and he was like 60-something years old when I worked for him, and he worked me into the ground when I was like 17 years old. I worked for him off and on several years. But the point is that he would always be mineral this, mineral that, mineral mix this, So Dr. Wallach, growing up on a farm, being around all this, he became a prestigious worldwide veterinarian working for the federal government doing autopsies, and discovered that so many things that, yes, you have a genetic predisposition, but that triggers when you're not getting trace elements, vitamins, and minerals. So they're selling it's all genetic. Well, what happened to our genetics? Because why are all these diseases? The United States leads the entire world in every horrible disease. Look it up. Don't believe me. Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes. I mean, you know that. You see it on the news. They're killing us. And whether it's on purpose or by design, I know it's by design. I've read them brag about it. Wallach's being friendly, you know, saying, well, whatever. The point is, let's just cut by that debate. They're doing it. And I'm telling you, number one, get off all this stuff. People that go off aspartame, they say it is like a battle. I had a family member went off of it, and they were in bed for about a week. And they were somebody that didn't use drugs, alcohol, nothing. Well, it's wood alcohol, basically, is what it breaks down into in formaldehyde. It's highly addictive. It's why your dog, you know, likes poison and stuff, separate poison, and will drink antifreeze. Just because it's sweet doesn't mean it's good. It's cheap. They can use a tiny bit of it. What, it's six times sweeter than sugar by volume? They had a chemical warfare test they were doing with bacteria in the 60s. The Defense Department discovered it. Searle was given the patent on it. Then it was passed to Monsanto. I know the whole history. Look up manufacturing process. And people go, well, beer's made out of bacteria. Yogurt, yeah, good ones. They feed toxic waste to a genetically engineered E. coli. That ain't a good bacteria, folks. And then they crap out aspartame. I hate to go into detail here. And I'm just picking one thing. My point is, we get a document cam shot here for viewers. Radio listeners can just go to InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, and they can see the Polymburst Plus, the most wonderful energy drink out there, bar none. That's why my ugly mug is on it right there. You can also see Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can see Dr. Wallach right here, and I'm going to stop ranting. The EA... FA, the best proprietary blend of a full spectrum of essential fatty acids, the rebound, the longevity, OsteoFX. Ted Anderson had three different doctors say he would have to have knee surgery. A year on this, no knee problems. And again, may not work for you folks, but everybody I know, miraculous. Aaron Dykes, 92 pounds, not even advertised as weight loss. Because you gobble the EFAs, you take the tangy tangerine, all that, you're not hungry anymore. It goes on and on and on and on. Hundreds and hundreds of products. The full catalog discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. When you become a distributor or a preferred customer, you can also sign up on AutoShip and get free shipping, which we know is substantive. And the profit we make from this as well, it's a win-win-win, funds this media organization. I told Dr. Wallach, I said, I want to get you on about news. I'm not going to try to, you know, rant and rave and pitch this stuff. But then I start talking about it. I'm like, why not? It's the answer. Why not? Why not get healthy? Why not exercise? Why not learn there are good fats you need, and that they know people with epilepsy. They tell them, get on the essential fatty acids and that it can really help with it. Doc, I'm ranting here. InfoWarsHealth.com. Let's run through current medical news, meningitis news, vaccine dangers, GMO news. Then I'll give folks a hurricane update. All of this, but we were getting into, what were we covering when we went to break? We were talking about, oh, everybody getting fatter as everything is non-fat, no fat. The trans fats are bad, but that's artificial stuff they make. We need fat, don't we?
Yes, sir. In fact, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. It's actually caused by a cholesterol deficiency. Okay, your brain is 75% white matter. It's the myelin of the brain. The insulation material of the brain makes up 75% of your brain weight, Alex. And it is 100% cholesterol. So you go on a cholesterol-restricted diet, and then you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, and you get Alzheimer's disease.
Why do I get high off a good piece of fish or a good, clean, range-fed organic beef? I mean, I literally, it's a drug for me to eat a big piece of rare steak. I get high off of it.
You know, I had four poached eggs and a half-pound breakfast steak this morning and my supplements. There's nothing wrong with eggs and steak and red meat and so forth. Nobody can find a third-generation flourishing colony of vegans with 300 rosy-cheeked kids running around giggling. They don't exist. And so it all comes down, again, to basically the medical system has overreached when they're talking about everything is caused by genetics. They want you to eat more whole grains. I mean, they could serve up most Americans in Ruth Chris's Steakhouse as prime beef. And that's the gist of the book Hell's Kitchen. And I have to stop here a minute and just tell everybody what a hero you are for me, because you're one of the few guys out there that tells the truth. And so I'm so proud to be associated with you because of that.
Same here, buddy. Birds of a feather fly together.
Okay. But the book Hell's Kitchen covers this obesity and type 2 diabetes thing. Both of these are physician-caused diseases, and I can make people an ex-diabetic, not manage their disease, but make them an ex-diabetic in 2 to 14 days. I actually had a challenge from a guy who owns one of the largest medical laboratories in America, had terrible diabetes, getting worse and worse and worse, had to use insulin. I mean, this guy was out of control, had access to the best endocrinologist. He services 7,000 households a day and hundreds of thousands of doctors every day. And we met in a little restaurant in a funny little town in Missouri, and we were probably the only population there. And he made a bet with me. He says, Wallach, I'll be your best friend if you can do as everybody says you can't get rid of my diabetes in 90 days. I said, well, we can probably do it faster than that. He said, no, I'll give you 90 days, but if you can't do it, in 90 days, I'll be your worst enemy. I said, well, that's fair. I shook his hand. He was kind of shocked. And in 2 months' time, his diabetes went from, his blood sugar went from like 178 with drugs down to 68 without medication. And his A1C hemoglobin, which tracks how well you're maintaining your blood sugar, from 8.3 down to 4.3 in that 2 months' time. And he's diabetes-free now. We get people off the foot and leg amputation list. We get people off the heart transplant list. The quickest I've ever done it is 5 days. They're on 27 prescription drugs at 3 heart diseases, all by supplementation with nutrients that are required for the heart and the liver and the kidneys to rebuild themselves. You cannot just use drugs to do these things. There's not a single drug, with the exception of antibiotics, Alex, that cure disease. Okay, everything else just manages symptoms. So we talk about, let's jump over here to this meningitis thing that's contaminated by Aspergillus. That's tiny. 23 people were killed, 300 infected, 800 exposed. That's nothing. Each year in America, according to the Center for Disease Control, Alex, 2 million people are infected in medical hospitals in America alone because medical doctors don't wash their hands after they go potty. 90,000 of these people die every year, Alex. And let me tell you, in 1,000 years, the mafia has never killed that many people in 1,000 years.
And by the way, you know, sir, that's a very conservative number you get. Yep. They're now saying all combined hospitals, drug interactions and things is now the number one cause of death. It's over 1 million people now a year.
Oh, absolutely right. Well, how many people, Alex, would take public transportation if they knew that public transportation killed 15 million people every year in America? I mean, killed, injured, infected 15 million people. Nobody would fly, nobody would take buses or trains, yet they continue to go like zombies into the doctor's office. And that's why I love you, because you are putting forth a way that people can care for themselves. It's not only going to be food, it's not only going to be self-protection, but it's also going to be how to care for yourself, because why would you escape death at the hands of an enemy, foreign or domestic, and have a doctor kill you? I mean, this is what happens in the VA hospital. I've always said that you have two opportunities to give your life to your country. One is on the field of battle, and the other is in the VA hospital, because VA doctors, according to their own records, kill 700 veterans each year. They kill them. These are people who have escaped death at the hands of the enemy, and they go to the VA hospital for help, and the VA hospital kills 700 a year. And so we have to take care of ourselves and keeping our weight down, staying away from these artificial sweeteners, sugar substitutes is imperative. You're right on track. And the only way to do this is to learn how to take care of ourselves. If you do it, if you give your body the raw materials, the basic 90, 60 minerals, two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals, and you cannot tell by looking at a tomato if it has 3 minerals or 12 or 25. And in the animal industry, which you keep going to, which I appreciate, you can eliminate 900 different diseases which still plague humans by supplementing them with minerals, including one of my great stories is muscular dystrophy. We eliminated muscular dystrophy since 1957 in the animal industry, and I began doing it in the United States about 5 years ago with human beings, eliminating muscular dystrophy. We sent this information to Jerry Lewis by email and hard copy. He took this information to the medical committee of the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, and they fired him, and that's why he has not been on the telethon the last 2 years. and they fired every one of his supporters in the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. I've talked to his personal assistant like 15 times over the last 2 years, and she keeps passing on the message. We didn't want any money from him. We just wanted to let him be the guy to announce that we'd found the cure for muscular dystrophy. And when he brought that to the medical committee, they fired Jerry Lewis and the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation.
He needs to go public. I know he's a nice guy and everything, but he needs to go public with that right now because...
Yeah, I don't know if they have a gag order on him or what, but...
Well, that's the problem. When you go work in something like that, they have you sign contracts. You can really break them if people are engaged in fraud, but... You know, like when I go work on a TV show, it's always, oh, by the way, sign this. You can't talk about whatever happened here. And a lot of times I just don't even, I tell national TV, well, I'm not going anywhere with you and I'm not going around you because I'm not going to waive all my rights and stuff. I mean, I had to get a proviso. They wanted me to sneak back into Bohemian Grove. I said, but I couldn't talk about it until I could never talk about it. And I said, well, I can't sign this contract. So they had to change it. Then we went out there and they got arrested and I got away 2 years ago. But the point is, yeah, I went and like jumped in the river and swam away, literally hiding in the bushes from the. But the point is, well, I'm not going to jail just because the, you know, people are chasing me to the woods. Anyways, I just was going there to cover something and I hadn't even really got on the property yet when they were already chasing them. But the point is that it's a side issue. But yes, I'm sure that's what's going on. But that's big news that you've talked to his main assistant, and that's what they're saying. Look, here's the deal. But breast cancer is on average 3,000% up. The U.S. leads it. What's going on with breast cancer, and why do we never hear? I got info to Lance Armstrong, I don't know, 5-6 years ago through two different people. One, a big stockbroker that was on a board with him, a big, you know, 100-millionaire type guy that was on in some of his charities. I'll just leave it at that. And he's like, hey, I'm going to get this, this info on 9/11, but also, you know, this info on health and stuff about cancer, you know, being spread through vaccines and other things. I'm going to get it to Lance. So I got some info together for Lance Armstrong, got it through him and then through somebody else. And guess what Lance Armstrong wanted me to get the message about? Dr. Wallach, guess what he said?
What did he say?
He just said, you're a kook, you know, crazy conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to talk to that kook conspiracy theorist, and I don't want that stuff. So, I mean, they just don't want to know. So why won't anybody ask Dr. Wallach, why is it all exploding? Why is it increasing?
Well, there's very simple reasons. First of all, there is one simple mineral called selenium, which is one of the 60 essential minerals we need. There was a wonderful study done by Dr. Gerhard Schrauser, the guy who discovered at the University of Wisconsin in Madison in 1957, that selenium is an essential nutrient. And he found and published it in 1982 that you can reduce your risk of breast cancer by more than 80% simply by taking 200 micrograms, one-fifth of a milligram of selenium. Then in 1998, a guy by the name of Larry Clark from the University of Arizona did a big double-blind study, gold standard, 1,300 people, 7 years, found that he could reduce the risk of prostate cancer by 69%, colorectal cancer by 64% by 200 micrograms of selenium. And here it comes. I can show you, and this is a great show to release this on, how to reduce the risk of breast cancer by 462%. This is a big study. It was kind of a re-look, a meta-study, if you would, by the University of South Carolina. It came out in 1998. And they looked at the Harvard Nurses Health Study, which is a 20-year study on these 90,000 nurses. And he did something nobody else did. He looked at how they cooked their food. And he found out women who ate their meat cooked very well done, like doctors suggest or demand, so you don't get salmonella and E. coli. If they cook their meat the way the doctors say, over women who cook their meat medium or medium rare, they increase their risk of breast cancer by 462%. That's the number they give.
Well, there's actually a bunch of studies. Yeah, generally, cancer, you shouldn't burn the meat. But you know why the doctors for 20 years have said that, doctor. I know you know why they're now irradiating even good cuts of meat. They want to be able to not have proper protocol at slaughterhouses. So they spray a live virus, a vaccine on it that eats the bacteria. So, but there's a bunch of other stuff they found that gets made. Guys, type in viral sprays for meat. It'll be ABC News 5 years ago, but it's now system-wide. That's causing a lot of gut disorders. It's actually a live vaccine. They spray that on the meat, and they want to be able to feed you rotten meat, so they tell you burn it. That's why. And the doctors just repeat whatever the industries pay the AMA to say. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's fine. For those little, pieces that fill in the cracks, it's very important, and I learned something from you there. And basically, if everybody were to cook their meat medium or medium rare, we would drop breast cancer by 462%. Then you throw in 200 micrograms of selenium. You stay away from salad dressings, which have the trans fatty acids, the oils, and the odds of getting breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer would be zero. Now, diabetes is another subject. It's a deficiency of a single mineral, which what we do is we like to add that secret mineral to the Alex pack, which is the basic 90, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, the Alex pack, and then you throw in what we call Sweeties to it. It has that we call it the secret sauce.
My kids love those. It's candy, but it's really concentrated minerals and vitamins. They love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. They drink it at half strength. They love all of it. I love the Rebound instead of drinking coffee in the afternoon. In fact, I'm about to have my Rebound and my Pollen Burst Plus is what I, well, when sometimes when I work out, I do Rebound, but I mainly do Pollen Burst Plus every day. Sitting there staring at the Rebound, but I'm about to go do a Pollen Burst Plus right now. All of that, it's called the Alex Pack, InfoWarsHealth.com. Try it, folks, and I'll be shocked. Everyone I know that's tried it. In fact, I've got to start getting testimonials of listeners on here. And because it is unbelievable, Dr. Wallach. That's why I hyperventilate when I talk about this. It is unbelievable what these different proprietary mixes you and your other scientists have developed at Youngevity, and it's all at InfoWarsHealth.com, discounted, folks.
Well, one of the things that people always ask me, Alex, he says, they'll say, you're making some pretty bold claims that, you know, you can make somebody an ex-diabetic in 2 to 14 days, you can reverse dementias in as quickly as 2 weeks after they've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease for 8 years. How can you do that? Well, guess what? Some of this information goes back to the year 1712. It was discovered by a Japanese naval surgeon. In the year
Stay there. We're gonna do two more segments with you, an update on the hurricane. By the way, folks, they know this. They know scurvy. If you don't get vitamin C, your body will rot. They know that. A lot of people have scurvy walking around, and no one will tell them. The doctors won't tell them. They will cut you up, folks. They will not tell you to get vitamin C. RudgeReport.com. People all over Twitter are organizing organized crime looting. But the Weekly Standard reports the Secret Service is leaving the tweets up of people saying kill Romney. So I guess Obama supporters are above the law. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. It's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 1990s East Coast hurricane drill named Sandy. That's an InfoWars report. Texas warns globalists vote observers may be arrested. They're going to try to send UN people into the voting places. They'll try to make sure all the illegals can vote instead of going after the election fraud. The UN's a joke. So is our election system, but the UN has no part in it. Kurt Nemo's got an article on that. There's another Don Salazar article. Why are police beating up disabled people? Big crazy thing where they just suddenly attack a woman in a wheelchair for no reason. It's like piranhas. It's pure predatory Prozac. Most of these cops, it turns out, are on Prozac and stuff. And it also turns out, I bet money this nanny that stabbed the little kids, I bet you she's on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's in the hallucinogen class. Anyway, side issue. I want to play this clip real quick and then go back to Dr. Wallach to talk about vaccine dangers, the meningitis news, the GMO dangers, just real fast in the time we have left with Dr. Wallach. But we did something fun, and it turned out really good, and we're comparing people that aren't awake to zombies because they are in a trance-like state medically. And this new issue of the magazine, now available at cost, you can get subscriptions to give us a gift, 12 of them delivered to your friends and family's door, or you can buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order over the phone your subscription or buy them in bulk. The Secret Life of Zombies. And it just breaks down how people are becoming zombie-like. And it's a popular subject with zombies. They like zombies. They're into kind of the archetype of what they're becoming. So this is a great way to wake somebody up. And it's a 60-page long magazine, glossy now. It's now glossy, and I'm blown away by the quality. Here's a promo Darren McBreen put together with the director of this piece, our own John Bound, and the trailer is also being posted right now if you're a radio listener and want to see it. Zombies Attack Infowars.com. Here it is. Again, this translates a lot more powerful up at Infowars.com, where it's being posted right now. I wanted it posted this morning. It wasn't, but it's. I've now told the great crew in there, show they're going to post that right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. We're going to break in a minute and a half. Only have 5 minutes left. We couldn't get your Skype connected, Dr. Wallach, today for 20 minutes. That's why you're on a bit late, but it, sorry that it didn't work on your end or our end. We're not sure. But in closing, before we go to break, real fast, your take on the meningitis news.
Of course, this is just typical of the medical pharmaceutical production areas. 30,000 people in America die each year in the household because doctors don't wash their hands. I'm sure the same thing was going on. This aspergillus that contaminated this vaccine or this steroid that they're injecting people for back pain is bread mold. Aspergillus is just bread mold, okay? And so somebody got their sandwich in there when they shouldn't have, in their shirt pocket or something. And then basically, nobody should be taking these drugs anyway. If somebody has back pain, even Harvard Medical School said don't do that. Come to the Alex Pack, throw in the glucogel with it. We can rebuild your disc. We can rebuild your back.
InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Joel Wallach is our guest. We sell all of his best-selling books at InfoWarsHealth.com. And it's a win-win-win. We support the broadcast, get the word out, and the globalists do not want you getting the high-quality longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a toll-free number on the site. We'll put InfoWarsHealthUp.com in a moment, and I'll give that out. Moving quick, Dr. Wallach. You know, I love how when Big Agra poisons food, then they want to take over the small farmers. Anything else on the meningitis news versus vaccine dangers and your quick comments on GMO? Dr. Wallach. Yeah, because I told him it was overdrive and we were going to hold him and he probably thought the show was over. But that's okay. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, so much going on, so much happening here in this operation. Now, we are going to have Dan Bedondi able to report with us. He's normally down here as one of our reporters, but instead he is up visiting with his family in Rhode Island. So we'll have news for you on that front. I hope this is all completely overhyped and that there is not a big issue. And I certainly hope that people don't try to take advantage of any of these crises that are happening to engage in any type of power grab. But we know what the White House chief of staff, former White House chief of staff, now Chicago boss, Rahm Emanuel said. We know what he had to say about all of that. Don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. And I'm telling you, folks, focus is the real human attribute. Being awake, being aware, being alive. Not being lackadaisical, not being in a dreamland like your friends and family are. Getting people out of that. It's one thing when you're lying on the couch to be in dreamland, but people are always lying on the couch now mentally, even when they're out driving their cars, when they're living. Everything is a dreamland. There's no awareness of anything that's going around. No awareness of things happening. This is the collapse of society we see that we are accelerating towards. And I got to tell you, out of the first issue and the second issue, I am blown away by this third issue of InfoWars magazine that deals with consciousness. American government forces, restart of Japanese nuclear reactors, kill, kill, kills, another article. From food to foe, QE infinity, printable gun revolution, TSA reinstates approval to film, policy after backlash, RIP USA, rest in peace, how the New World Order hijacked, saved the planet, and so much more. And then it's got all of the big zombie articles in it. It's got all of the big zombie. Page 10 and 11, Sheeple and the Zombie Apocalypse. Pages 12 to 13, Breaking the Zombie Programming, We Can Become Conscious. Secret Life of Zombies. Idiot Box. Those are the four stories on consciousness with all the government documents, all the admissions, how they're putting you into a trance state. And literally how children have just been turned over to television by all of this. I wanted to get Dr. Wallach on. We got him on like 20 minutes late because I had Ventura a little bit extra and then the Skype wouldn't work. And then we, had like three segments with him. I wanted to get into GMO and get his take on that. But you know what, folks, when I talk about the fact that getting off all the globalist garbage is important or reducing it as much as you can, and at the same time, getting the proper vitamins and minerals, it is so important. So that's my plug on that front as well. Coming up, we're going to get into people promising that they're going to riot if Obama loses, the promises to kill Romney, there's new developments there, the promises to riot and to loot during the hurricane. Who knows what's going to happen with Hurricane Sandy? I hope it's not a repeat of what we saw in Katrina, but a much larger scale. And all the news is at Infowars.com. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with PrisonPlanet.tv with the nightly news.